free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, August 10th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It's good to be back after a week, and thank you so much to Tony Arterburn for doing an excellent job while I was gone. I got a lot of compliments from listeners who thought he was doing an excellent job, and I thought he did an excellent job as well. As a matter of fact, I thought what he had about Yakov Smirnoff there in Branson, where Tony has a business, the Russian comedian, in Soviet Union, we act like this, right? He goes to the town council and says, wait a minute, don't start adding masks as regulations. And they did it anyway. And he warned him. He said, this is why people who've lived under this can smell it a mile away. And they know exactly what is happening. But as we see overnight, we had a lot of looting in Chicago. And as I ask, as the title of this broadcast, who's done more to destroy Chicago and the Magnificent Mile? And we showed you a couple of weeks ago how it was all boarded up and abandoned. And so you have these abandoned stores. How long does it take before abandoned stores or buildings are destroyed? So who did more to destroy Chicago? Is it the government that locked things down, or is it the BLM looters? You know, black looting does matter, that kind of BLM. Here's one woman. We've got an article up at Infowars.com. As they're breaking into the stores on the Miracle Mile, one woman is going shouting, "I can't breathe," as she's looting the store. Here's that clip.
How you get all of them? They own this thing right here. Look. They tried to pull it out, but it ain't coming out. I don't know where the keys at, y'all. Gee, these bitches not in here. They on the next floor, though. Let me see what they got for them here.
She's upset. You know, this is security tags and anti-theft devices. Let me see. It's white privilege.
Did that say Valentino? That say Dolce & Gabbana? Hold on. Let me find me some first. Hold on. I can't breathe.
Those racist security tags and locks.
Let me see. This grandma is.
Okay.
What you got? Hey, how you get these Canada Gooses off? How you get these Canada Gooses off? They over there.
Where are the keys? I can't find the keys to steal this stuff.
It ain't no scissors.
What's the matter with these people? They don't leave the keys here?
You know it, because I'm a girl, baby.
Oh, yeah. There's another reason why she's killing.
Hey, can y'all get this Canada Goose hoodie for me, y'all?
She can't breathe. I guess it's because she's wearing a mask. I don't know. But, yeah, it's those cops are oppressing her. And there you see the former Magnificent Mile all boarded up. Again, who is doing more, however, to destroy our country? Is it the politicians? Yeah, and when you look at this woman complaining about the fact that she can't get free stuff, they've got it locked up, they didn't leave the keys out for her. And we have President Trump now in a political fight with the Democrats over who's going to give us more free stuff. Who are they looting? Well, they're looting your future, quite frankly. They're looting the Constitution and everything that we have in this country by putting us into a universal basic income following the lockdown. That's, you know, their compassion. And you deserve it, don't you? Just like this woman who thinks that she deserves whatever's in that store. This is what your government is doing, Republicans and Democrats, and they're fighting with each other to see who can loot our future, who can destroy the Constitution and burn it down quicker. So we're going to take a look at the executive order from President Trump. We'll take a look at America Held Hostage. We're going to take a look at Sturgis, South Dakota. Bikers, my kind of people. Liberty creates strange bedfellows, doesn't it?
Another part of the Great Awakening that's taking place is people that haven't even been religious or Christian now see how evil is out in the open, how hundreds of churches have been burned in Europe and the U.S., Hundreds of Christian icons have been burned, destroyed. Jesuses have had their heads cut off all over the country, all over the Philippines, all over Europe. Virgin Marys are getting torn down. I mean, crosses are being torn down. It's absolutely out of control, but people now understand that evil was always real. It is spiritual, and it was just waiting to make its move, building beneath the surface, and now it's emerged. That's why when I ask listeners and viewers for your prayer, I mean it. I'm praying for America. I'm praying for you, and I know the power of prayer is real, and God hears it. We need to come together and pray for an even greater awakening. Pray for Donald Trump to be protected. Pray for him to win in a landslide. And pray for the people under deception of the globalists to awaken and join us in liberty and freedom. God bless you all. Please pray for InfoWars as well.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Monday, August 10th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 147. 147 days of America held hostage. And evidently, the president's being held hostage as well. He's got a mask over his face. While I was gone, I can't believe what he sent out, he and the Republican Party, just in case you think there's somebody on your side in Washington. Somebody on your side in the White House, you can forget about that if you saw that campaign fundraiser. I had a lot of people send me emails while I was on vacation saying, well, that's it. I'm not giving them any more money. It's like, well, join the club. I haven't contributed to the Republican Party since Reagan went south on me and betrayed his promises. You know, Ron Paul was the first supporter, first congressional supporter of Ronald Reagan. Thought he was really going to change things. And he resigned from Congress and the Republican Party after a few years and ran as a libertarian because he was so fed up with it. By 1988, he ran as a libertarian because he saw them completely turn their back on any kind of fiscal responsibility. Can you imagine? Can you imagine how Ron Paul feels today? I know exactly how he feels because I feel the same way. I'm absolutely disgusted with this government and with the American people who are not standing up to this tyranny, this destruction of our way of life, this destruction of our Constitution, this tyranny being imposed on us in the name of safety and health and pragmatism and so forth. So, you know, when we look at what's going on in Chicago, and we've got looters, and we've got a story up at InfoWars.com, a looter going through, looting a luxury store. Let me see, does that say Valentino? Does that say Dolce & Gabbana? And then, I can't breathe! Where's the keys? I need the keys. Why do these people lock this stuff up for? These racists locking up stuff so I can't have it. I'm entitled to this. And let me ask you something. Do you think you're entitled to a stimulus check? Or do you think you're entitled to work for a living and to open your business? Have they made you a beggar yet? Because apparently that's what Trump thinks you want. He thinks you are begging for crumbs. And we're talking about crumbs here. Universal basic income is very basic. It hardly qualifies as income. This is always the plan. But it took someone that you trusted, someone that you would be quiet about, for them to do that to you. A big pacifier in your mouth. And I'm not talking about the diaper. I'm talking about Trump. You know, this, we'll talk about this executive order business here. But let me tell you something. The people who destroyed the Miracle Mile, or not Miracle Mile, the Magnificent Mile there in Chicago, those boarded up stores, I've shown that weeks ago. That was done by the government. That was done by Lori Lightfoot. It was done by Pritzker, the Illinois governor. But it's also done on the orders of the federal bureaucracy with President Trump holding their hand and giving them a platform and standing behind them because he's gutless and spineless and won't do anything to defend our free speech, to defend the borders, to bring troops home, or to stop this Marxist lockdown into communism that was pushed by Bernie Sanders and AOC. And now he's fighting with the Democrats to see if he can do it more than Pelosi. It's unbelievable what is happening here. Unbelievable. So Chicago is going to use social media to track tourists who are violating quarantine. Well, they don't care about black looting, because black looting doesn't matter. That's the BLM for them, right? Black looting doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, look at the headlines of Drudge Report. Willie Brown says Kamala should say no to the VP slot. It doesn't matter. I mean, Biden wants to have a black woman, and it doesn't matter to him which black woman he gets, because, you know, black VPs don't matter. It's just for show and window dressing. You know, they're all interchangeable as far as Biden is concerned. It's just virtue signaling to people. I'm going to talk in the next segment about what's going on with masks. And, of course, we have a lot of people who are freaking out in South Dakota, the Sturgis rally that's there. And, of course, the biggest freak out is the Washington Post. We can't stop the people from coming. 250,000 guys and women on motorcycles. I tell you, when we had the video store, my wife was laughing about that because I said, you know, we had to drive to Sturgis. It's off last week. We stayed home because I just didn't want to travel anywhere. But I had half a mind to drive up there. I said, I don't like crowds, though. You know, and it's not because of coronavirus. I just don't like crowds. And that's totally, absolutely not my culture. But I really do like these guys. And one of the one of our customers that we really got to know well, because we worked the video stores that we had, were some bikers. And we had a common love of freedom that transcended our radically different cultural aspects. You wouldn't catch me on a motorcycle, not into the music. But whatever, that doesn't matter. The bottom line, the thing that used to always unite us as Americans was our love of liberty and our understanding of how fundamental that was and how that was the purpose, the very purpose of government, to protect those God-given liberties. You know, we see a Mississippi coroner saying, and he took to Facebook, this is Joshua Pounder, the coroner for DeSoto County. He wrote on his Facebook page last week, he said, a lot of Facebook, Google experts and politicians with politically driven agendas are being driven by money. And they're reporting information that's twisted and false to the public. He said, we've had an average month here in DeSoto County. Had 144 deaths in July. He said the highest number of deaths were due to heart conditions, to lung or vascular disease and stroke. 67 deaths for that. He said cancer was the second highest cause. 30 reported deaths in the county. Of the 11 different causes of death that he listed, coronavirus was not even among them. Not even among them. Instead, he said the 24 DeSoto County residents who had a positive COVID-19 test at the time of their death were included in the count of total deaths and they attributed to causes other than coronavirus. And you know, that is something that as we look at the demographics of this, and we have the lockdown lords, like Gates and Fauci, who are desperate to make comparisons to 1918. And I've pointed out, if you look at the demographics of that, you see that you had a big spike for those who were in 1918, those who were under 1 year old, and a big spike for those who were over 80. And then the rest of the deaths are pretty much evenly distributed by age. That is not the case for COVID-19. You basically don't have any deaths attributed to those under 50. And then it goes up exponentially as the age increases, as the decades increase. And so what I think we're looking at here, I think this whole thing is being, this fear narrative is being overlaid on what we would normally see as death by natural causes. I mean, with somebody, are we going to outlaw stairs and bathrooms Because, you know, that is a leading cause of death for elderly people. You have a fall, and typically that ultimately causes your death for many elderly people. But when we look at what is happening with this, in the past, if you had people who were at or above life expectancy, and they had multiple comorbidities, and they died, it was typically attributed to natural causes, because that happens to all of us. But now it's always attributed to COVID. And so we see in Britain, coronavirus wards are staying empty as people dying of COVID plummets by 99%, according to their official figures. But now the UK is going to be heading back into lockdown next month, says the government's chief scientist. That tells you everything you need to know right there.
Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to introduce to you a new line of high-quality products developed by my father, a retired dentist, Dr. David R. Jones. Dr. Jones Naturals, naturally fluoride-free activated charcoal toothpaste, which cleans your teeth, freshens your breath, and is enamel safe. This is a concentrated toothpaste. It doesn't have all the fillers. It is amazing. Folks have loved the other toothpaste that he's developed. If you like those, you're really going to love this. And there's also the high-quality activated charcoal mouthwash. And then on top of that, eight other new products available at InfoWarsStore.com with this new line, Dr. Jones Naturals. Again, InfoWarsStore.com with a new line of Dr. Jones Naturals, or visit DrJonesNaturals.com and find the entire line on his new shopping cart. Again, my dad, who helped launch the InfoWar, is now a major sponsor of the operation. Thanks, Dad, for all your support. Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Imagine telling someone just a year ago that in the middle of 2020, the Democrats, as well as many Republican leaders, would be calling for the United Nations WHO edict that all Americans wear masks, be a, quote, federal order and mandate. Totally unconstitutional. Annihilating states' rights. Think about that. A woman can kill her baby. You pay for illegal aliens' health care, but you've got to wear a mask for a virus that killed 20-plus times less than what they said, even if you believe the official story. This is about the WHO and the globalists testing their power through the media over the federal government to set policy in the United States. This is our punishment for not going with the carbon taxes and the Paris Accord and all of it. And by the way, they admit that. They say, now your carbon's down one way or another, you stupid Americans.
Talk to the EMS or talk to medical doctors, and what makes you nauseated, it's not just the smell of piss. What we call the smell of bum piss, it has that sweet nauseating smell. It's on the face. Well, it does. It's a sweet stench. Makes me want to throw up like rotten meat. It is the crap of dust mites.
Have you noticed the stench of bum piss in your leftist-run neighborhoods? The crap of dust mites in bum piss is a real thing, and InfoWars Store has the solution. InfoWars has created the most powerful herbal lung cleanse and respiratory support product on the market, with over 1,000 types of mold and mildew, toxic chemicals, and yes, dust mites. Our Lung Cleanse Plus, made with organic and wild cultivated herbs, is just what you need to survive the unprecedented surge of bum piss and other toxic substances in liberal leftist cities everywhere. Order the InfoWars Lifelong Cleanse Plus supplement today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Sturgis. Everybody's gone crazy about the unmasked man. They're very upset. Some of the people in Sturgis, the government there said, we're going to shut this down. And the businesses said, no, you're not. And the bikers said, no, you're not. We're coming. We don't care what you say. We're coming. And the businesses said, this is a make or break situation for us. It's the only time. I mean, it's a town of just a couple of thousand people. But they have 250,000 visitors come for that festival. That's all of their business. So they said, no, you're not going to do that. So the best the city council could do was to say, we're going to withdraw our sponsorship from some of the events that we were going to be cooperating with. That's it. That's it. So there they came, and the people are freaked out about the unmasked men. As a matter of fact, the reason I started with ZZ Top was because ZZ Top themselves did not show up. How pathetic is that? Of course, they may have understood that masks don't work if you've got a beard. And the ZZ Top guys have beards down to their waist. So they would look pretty ridiculous wearing a mask, I guess. And it would be pretty ridiculous to even think that that was going to work. But, of course, it is ridiculous to think that masks work anyway. There's a lot of superstition and misinformation. But it's especially ridiculous when you've got a beard. That's one of the things I should be telling people when I just tell them, no, I'm not going to wear it. I don't try to argue with them or convince them. If I can't convince them on my program, if they don't watch my program, then they're going to be walking around ignorant in this benighted nation. ZZ Top tribute band took their place. They call themselves ZZ3. They took the stage at Full Throttle Saloon, and they filled the room with Texas blues rock. Reports TMZ. They said, of course, that TMZ was not happy about this. They said, masks and some social distancing would be nice, especially for the unsuspecting people who will later encounter riders who contracted COVID. Okay, well, again, trying to sell that no matter what. Willie Nelson also canceled. Lynyrd Skynyrd canceled. You know, I didn't even know Lynyrd. I guess they put together a band after the plane crash. I don't know. You can tell that I don't keep up with rock or live concerts. I didn't even know Lynyrd Skynyrd was a thing anymore. But I thought they all died in a plane crash, or the core guys did anyway. Anyway, Lynyrd Skynyrd or their ghosts are not going to be playing. I guess even the ghosts of Lynyrd Skynyrd are afraid of COVID. So Willie Nelson chickened out. But they do have Molly Hatchet, Guess Who, Night Ranger, Bone Thugs and Harmony, 38 Special, Quiet Riot, Smash Mouth, and others. So if you're in the area, go support freedom with the bikers. Again, yeah, the bikers are, I'm not into Harleys, I'm not into motorcycles, period. I'm into sports cars and jazz, not rock and roll. So, you know, when you look at this, we still share a common love of liberty. And as they are, the New York Times and the Washington Post are freaking out about all of this. And so the New York Times sends a reporter. I don't know if he's got a mask on or not. And he started talking to some of the people there. One of the guys said, well, you know, my biggest concern is drivers because they don't pay any attention to bikers. See, this is a guy who understands risk. These people who are driving around in their cars by themselves with the windows rolled up with a mask on, they don't understand that the car is the most dangerous thing. And if that mask causes their glasses or their sunglasses to fog up or causes them to pass out from lack of oxygen, as one guy did, and drive into a tree, that's the real risk. But this biker understands. The biggest risk that he faces in life is riding that motorcycle because cars don't see it. And I know I have the same situation with my small sports car. That's where my risk is. It's not from the COVID. It's not from flu. But he says, but I know one person in a 6-state radius who has COVID, and I think it's all just political, he said. Yeah, we agree on that. So we have no mask requirements. Amid the pandemic, and the mainstream media is freaking out about this. That's why I say as far away as it was like a 20-hour drive, and I don't want to go anywhere in this country under these kind of crazy conditions. Nobody'd let me into a restroom to go to the bathroom in a gas station because I don't have my mask. So, hats off to these people, and masks off to the guys who went to Sturgis. Good job, guys. Show America what freedom is all about. We have to take this back. And so today we're going to be talking about the Sturgis motorcycle rally. And we're going to be talking about churches, both ends of the spectrum here, taking back your freedom by refusing to take unconstitutional, unlawful orders. Understand, I tweeted this out. I said, if you are going to say that public health trumps individual health, if you're going to say that mandates and dictates trump the Constitution and trump law, you're not going to be safe. As a matter of fact, if you're concerned about public health and you don't care about individual health, there is no such thing as public health. There's only individual health. Only individual health. So you can make all your recommendations that you want, but when they're orders, I don't take health orders. Nobody should take health orders. There you go, right there. I tweeted that out today. Masks violate the OSHA rules of 19.5% minimum oxygen level. Brain damage, headaches, high blood pressure, infection. I got lectured by the receptionist at the dentist office because I wasn't going to wear a mask. I said, no, I got a heart condition. You want to see my nitroglycerin pills? Here they are right here. Well, why can't you wear it? It's like high blood pressure, oxygen deprivation. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. As a matter of fact, we've got some dentists who understand what's going on. We've got some dentists who are saying that masked mouth can cause serious health complications, including strokes, right? This receptionist said to me, so is that just you that isn't supposed to wear a mask because you've got a heart condition? Or is that everybody with a heart condition? Well, ma'am, it's everybody. And if you or your dentist were worth anything, unfortunately, I already paid this guy for the work, but if he knew what was going on, he would understand that. Dentists, real dentists, are now warning about the health issues tied to prolonged use of a mask. They said the dental problems associated with what they now call mask mouth include gum disease or periodontal disease that will eventually lead to strokes and an increased risk of heart attacks. A dentist and co-founder at One Manhattan Dental, Rob Ramondi, said 50% of his patients are suffering from negative health issues due to wearing masks. He said, we see inflammation in people's gums that have been healthy forever. We see cavities in people who've never had them before. About 50% of our patients are being impacted by this. So we decided we would call it mask mouth, kind of similar to meth mouth. Meth mouth is a term used to describe poor oral hygiene, typically associated with chronic meth users. The dentist said that facial coverings increase mouth dryness and they contribute to buildup of bad bacteria. He said the mouth breathing is causing the dry mouth, which leads to a decrease in saliva. Saliva is what fights the bacteria and cleanses your teeth. And so, that's the reality of this. When we come back, we've got more to say about that, as well as what is going on. Will the Democrats or Republicans give us more welfare benefits? Oh, Trump's going to do it with an executive order. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Human freedom. The wild, wild west. The Renaissance. America. Human liberty. The West built all the freedom, all the choices, all the empowerment we see. The general population has been programmed that submission to tyranny brings them prosperity. Because in the last 50 years, under psychotic globalist control, they have taught us by successive approximation to bow down and each time be given a reward, a treat. But that's like training wild pigs to come eat out of your hand, and finally, one day you lead them into the barn and close the door and butcher them. We're now reaching that point in societal development where submission is death, where submission is the human species being destroyed forever on the altar of Satan.
We close and lock our doors and windows at night, not because we're doing anything wrong, but because it's about privacy and it's about security. And it's something that we do to protect ourselves, going back thousands of years when we would post a dog or a sentry at the entrance of the village so we would know if predators or criminals were coming. Well, big tech, along with the federal government and other globalist organizations, have been tracking everybody illegally for years with their cell phones. But now the public is finally waking up because the enemy has openly announced it's the fact. And the Clinton Foundation Global Initiative with Chelsea is running the private system to spy on you and your family. That's right, the Democrats, the globalists, the Chi-Coms, they've all got our number. They're tracking us in lifetime. But with Privacy Pockets, the best system at InfoWarsStore.com, you can protect yourself and your family by keeping your cell phone inside of the little pouch. We're selling more of these in a day than we used to sell in a month because America and the world is waking up. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com and go stealth.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
America and the world should have never been closed. It was all based on WHO, Bill and Melinda Gates, Fauci, NIH lies. But now here we are already into August and they're trying to keep our stores, our factories, our schools, our parks closed. It is outrageous. Well, we have launched a new big sale titled Reopen America Back to School Special, 50 to 60% off. All of our top sellers and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact that our ultimate turmeric formula bodies is selling out, we still have it at 50% off, but for a limited time. Living Defense, which is beyond probiotics, 50% off. VasoBeats, amazing concentrated beet extract with all of its benefits, selling out, so 50% off. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, while I was gone last week, I got a lot of emails from people who were furious about the Trump campaign's fundraising letter. Like, I know how difficult the past few months have been. Do you really? Do you really? Now, why don't you do something about it, President Trump? Why don't you stop Fauci? Why don't you, instead of making more mistakes down the same path, instead of saying, well, we're going to stay locked, they locked everybody down. And so my solution is I'm going to give everybody universal basic income and vaccines. How about that? That's my solution. See, the problem is politicians will always make two mistakes rather than admit to one. Rather than reverse course when they've done the wrong thing. Because that makes them look bad. You know, they can always just, you know, spin off in a different direction and leave the problem there. Because every time the government makes a mistake, they use that as an excuse to make themselves larger. And that's exactly what is happening here. So I'm writing you now not to ask for a contribution, but to ask for your help. Well, that's good because you're not going to get any contribution from me when you ask me to wear a mask. Well, I know there's been some confusion surrounding the usage of face masks, writes this letter that was put out by the Trump campaign and the RNC. And I did verify it. Yeah, it was there. I mean, it's pretty amazing. We should all try to do, when we're not able to be socially distanced, we should all try to do this. Masks may be good. They may just be okay. Or they may be great. And they can possibly help us to get back to our American way of life. No, President Trump, the thing that gets us back to our American way of life is to stop the rule by bureaucrats that has now been established in a exponential increase. This has been something that anybody who watches this program or has watched me at InfoWars knows that I've been talking about this for years, as long as I've been here. As a matter of fact, Rand Paul, every year, sponsors the RAINS Act. To rein in, you know, like the reins of a horse, to rein in the out-of-control bureaucracy. When Nancy Pelosi said we have to pass Obamacare so we can find out what's in it, she was telling you how government works. The Republicans and conservative commentators said, what's she talking about? Yeah, of course, they don't even read it, so they don't know what's in it. Well, no, that's not the case. The way that this has worked for the longest time is that the Congress has abdicated its duty to the bureaucracy. So they create bureaucracies like, you know, the people who are going to be running Obamacare. They give them vast powers and then they shuffle it off to them and they get to write the rules, which are treated as laws, except that with a law, you get due process. With a law, you have the presumption of innocence. And with a law, you have protection against excessive fines. They pretend. And of course, it's just a prevarication. But they pretend that bureaucratic rules aren't laws. So none of those things and the due process guarantees of the Constitution, none of those things apply to you because this is a government bureaucracy. So whether it's the IRS or the FCC or the FEC or the, doesn't matter who it is, right? Any of these bureaucracies, they can create rules. They can drag you before their tribunals and they can hit you with excessive fines and you don't have any presumption of innocence and you don't have any due process. You don't have a jury trial. None of that because it's not a law. It's a rule from these people. And so they've been doing this thing for a long time. But now we have a situation where the entire country has been locked down, where new rules and regulations like masks are being added all the time by local bureaucrats. And nobody is doing anything about it. As a matter of fact, I don't see anybody who is running for office, Republican or Democrat, certainly not the Democrats, but certainly not the Republicans either, who's even talking about taking back this the government from these unelected bureaucrats. So what does an election mean? I tweeted out last week, I said, you know, we have never had in my lifetime a situation where everything has been more politicized and run by government, every aspect of our life being intruded upon and shut down and dictated and mandated. We've never had this to this degree, not even close as to what's happened in the last few months. And yet, the elections don't matter. In spite of how politicized everything has become, the elections do not matter. Why? Well, because if Fauci was on the ballot, or if my local public health director was on the ballot, then elections would matter. But you don't get to vote them out. And the people that you vote for don't have anything to say to these people. They will not call them on the carpet. They don't complain about it. They bow to them. And so we're being run, this country, everything is politicized and it's being run by unelected bureaucrats. Who will be there? The same ones will be there regardless of whether the Republicans or the Democrats win the election. And at this point, they have shut down this economy to such an extent that nothing else really matters. They try to bring up these wedge issues. I mean, they're trying to go back and relitigate all of this stuff about the Russiagate conspiracy and so forth. Yeah, you tell me when they file charges. Until they file charges against somebody, I'm not even going to cover that. It's just a head fake. It's been a head fake. They talk about this. It's just a distraction and a way to keep you from looking at what they're really doing to your life. And so we look at this from President Trump. He throws out the term China virus, you know, to touch base with his supporters. But then he says, you know, my feeling is we have nothing to lose from wearing masks. We have to keep things open, whether it be schools or businesses. Well, you know, thing is that if that's the condition of being open, then of course we all know that Operation Warp Speed and the vaccines are going to be the next condition to keep schools and businesses open, to allow you to travel, to allow you to shop. I recently tweeted that many view wearing a mask as a patriotic act. And there's nobody more patriotic than me. No, patriotism, President Trump, is obeying your oath to the Constitution. Read it, for starters. So he says, why not give it a shot? That's how he concludes this. And let me tell you something. The shot is coming. The shot is coming. He said a year ago, right about the time that Ivanka and Jared and Steve Mnuchin went to the globalist meeting, and I forget whether it was, I have to look it up. It was either Bilderberg or Davos. They happened within a month of each other. But when they come back, he says, yeah, you got to get the shot. You got to take that measles shot. They got to get the shot. A complete 180 from candidate Trump. A complete 180 from citizen Trump, who for years had talked about concerns about vaccines. But now you just got to get the shot. And so why not wear a mask? Why not give it a shot? Because a shot is what is coming next at Operation Warp Speed. And then he says, oh, and if you need more information about a mask, go here to the CDC. And when you go to the CDC site, what does it say? Your mask, a little cartoon thing there. Show that, guys. Your mask may protect them. Their mask may protect you. Seriously? Seriously? You don't know? See, they know that it doesn't offer any protection. So they put may in there. This is superstition, not science, folks. Superstition. And this is a Barney-style public service announcement. I love you. You love me. But more than anything, it is predictive programming and conditioning for the vaccine that doesn't protect you, but protects other people. Their vaccine shot may protect you, and your vaccine shot may protect them. So you got to have it, just like you got to have the mask. And on this site, CDC, they actually have the subsections there. One of them is making masks, and they show you how to sew, as if anybody in this country knows how to sew anymore. Let me tell you, the only people that know how to sew are the homeschooling families. And they're not wearing masks, so that's a wasted part of that. But this is just, well, we'll talk more about this when we come back. Got to take a break. Yeah, we've got the assistant health secretary, a guy who has the title of admiral. Admiral. Talking about how hydroxychloroquine shows no benefit. But remdesivir, he even gets the study wrong about remdesivir. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
August 2020 is here. It's less than 90 days out from the historic election. The Chi-Coms, the EU, Hollywood, the Democratic Party, and the blue states and blue cities are all battling to keep America shut down and to destroy free speech as well, to ensure their final takeover of the United States by removing President Donald John Trump. At InfoWars, we're fighting back harder than ever, so your word of mouth and your prayer is key for the transmission. Also, your financial support is absolutely critical, and we make it easy to support us with high-quality, game-changing products at InfoWarsStore.com. We've launched a new sale, Reopen America Back to School Special, 50-60% off all of our top sellers and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your Chill Force, Winter Sun Plus, DNA Force Plus, Ultra 12, Lung Cleanse Plus, Survival Shield X2, and so many other best-selling products at 50-60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now and fund the InfoWar. A lot of you are probably already very familiar with these terms I'm about to introduce, but some folks aren't. So for those that aren't, here they are. Activated charcoal. And then another term, enamel safe. Activated charcoal is the fastest growing type of toothpaste for a good reason. It really, really works. Well, we've come up with the best activated charcoal toothpaste with no fillers, the cleanest type, the highest quality, with a bunch of high-quality essential oils and other ingredients known and documented to do amazing things for your oral hygiene and your overall health in your mouth that's so critical, and it makes your teeth look really white and really, really clean, and it's good for your gums. But on top of that, it doesn't have any ingredients that are known to hurt enamel. I've gone out before and gotten toothpaste that really made my teeth clean, but eroded enamel up the top. So I got into really safe, healthy types of toothpaste, and that's what this is. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. Americans have had freedom for so long, and most Americans were born into such docile times compared to the rest of history, that we really have a blind spot for tyranny. We don't appreciate the American way, truth, justice, due process, the right to self-defense, private property, because we've had it so long, and we just think that's how the rest of the world is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Renaissance, the social contract that's 500 years old to try to build up humanity and try to believe in humanity and to try to empower the weak as well as the strong is something the West invented, and that's what made our modern world. That's now been hijacked by the technocrats, by the globalists, who say humans are ugly and bad for the earth and we need to be culled and dumbed down and put into subgroups that the elites dominate, manipulate, and command if we're even lucky enough to stay alive. And that's what COVID-19 is, a global UN revolution against free humanity, against your family, against prosperity, and against your future. If you don't stand up and fight, you deserve what you get.
The BBC is state-run media in the UK, and they've come out with a detailed article that's linked on InfoWars.com saying you will have to have forced inoculations multiple times a year to be able to travel. Robots will scan you when you land. You will have a digital tattoo under your skin to be able to enter the country, but it's going to be so easy and so cool and so fun. The Microsoft website now officially has announced the digital tattoo. We exposed this 6 months ago, how Bill Gates was funding it, and they had hundreds of news articles attacking us saying it wasn't true. This is a tactic they use. First they announce it, we say it's a bad idea, they say that's crazy, we didn't do it. They introduce the idea to you, then they come back and announce it again, thinking you have no memory. This is a criminal takeover. This is the line in the sand. We must say no. We must expose the fraud of COVID-19 that this entire house of evil is built on. I'm Alex Jones. Never surrender to tyranny. InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Are you wearing your mask? Well, we have public health officials in Colorado are watching to find out. As a matter of fact, they got a lot of assistance, volunteers, people who volunteer to be snitches. And they sit in their car and they keep tallies of how many people are wearing masks and how many people are not wearing masks. And so they had a three-county area, Adams, Arapahoe, and Douglas counties in Colorado. And the surveys ranged from a low of 56% of the people in Adams County to a high of 96% in Douglas County. Oh, those guys are, you look at this picture, almost everybody in the picture is wearing a mask. But the thing about it is the fact that they are keeping tabs on you. They just want to know a little bit about you for their files, Mrs. Robinson. Don't worry. There's nothing to fear from the government. They're not going to use this to actually punish you. Oh, yes, they are. Oh, yes, they are. As a matter of fact, we have a National Post out of Canada saying how COVID-19 has brought, quote, the largest criminology experiment in history. And in this story, they only focus on anti-maskers. People who don't want to wear a mask, who get angry and get violent. They don't talk about anything on the other side. And we've had a situation where a man and a wife were sitting in an open park at a picnic table. And this woman wearing a mask comes by and just empties the mace that she has in her pocketbook, empties that into the face of the man who's trying to protect his wife from getting maced in the face. So these busybodies that are volunteering to see if people are wearing masks, and they're very angry about it. They're frequently getting violent with people as well, but they don't talk about that in this Canadian paper. Instead, they talk about people on the other side who got angry about it. And it's happening on both sides, and this is intentional, folks. It's as intentional as what they're doing with the Black Lives Matter, trying to create a race war. They're trying to create another war here out of this frustration. They say in this article, their ideas on what drives crime more broadly, with crime and justice researchers regularly plumbing reams of data on who is doing what to whom, where, when, and how. And these researchers are really excited about the pandemic. Why? Because the real criminals that they're not looking at are not even the ones who are angry and attacking people for not wearing a mask, these busybodies, self-righteous busybodies. No, the ones who are the real criminals are the ones who are putting out these mask mandates on everyone. And as I said here, according to an influential American criminologist, Marcus Felsen, the COVID-19 pandemic is, quote, the largest criminological experiment in history. We are all test subjects locked into this dystopian exploration, which is really surprising because they're saying, yeah, we got to take a look at what the mentality is of these people who resist these laws. Well, they're not real laws. You see, you have natural law where we know in every society, we know that it's wrong to steal. We know that it's wrong to kill. There's certain things that we understand. But, you know, we don't know that it's wrong to go 30 miles per hour rather than 25 miles per hour. We don't know that it's wrong to wear a mask or not wear a mask. We have to be told that by our government masters. And so, you know, what we're talking about here is the difference between arbitrary regulatory mandates, which in this particular case are not even being implemented legally. These people who have now been empowered by the Faucis and the health bureaucrats and who want to become little dictators. The stay-at-home mandates brought about the most wide-reaching, significant, sudden alteration of the lives of billions of people in human history. Practically overnight, the entire country ceased or significantly reduced day-to-day travels, eliminating commutes from home to work, as well as leisure activities, shopping trips, social gathering, the ability to dine out, and much more. And so as we see this, it's getting further and further along. And so what we are seeing is that even here in Austin, we have our local mayor. The Democrats are the ones who are loving this. And actually, the Republicans are too, but they just pretend not to like it. But it empowers them as well. And they're politicians. They want to be in power of your life. But we've got a local mayor here who is stepping it up. Now you have to have reservations to go into green spaces. And they're doing contact tracing here. Here's a video we got up on InfoWars of Alex Jones challenging Mayor Adler's new orders in public spaces. Let's run that, guys.
With over 100,000 acres, the parks in Austin, Texas are known as some of the most beautiful and widespread in the country. And in 1992, the Save Our Springs Ordinance was adopted as law, which opened up these beautiful lands to the public. Austinites practically live in a national park. Taxpayers paid for it. It is ours to enjoy. It is the law. But now, Austin City Mayor Stephen Adler is attempting to seize control. He has erected makeshift registration booths at park entrances and hired lifeguards who have lost their jobs as a result of the COVID shutdown to take reservations and register the names of anyone who enters. It's been going on all over the nation for decades. The United Nations Agenda 21. Powerful entities seizing public lands from the people for their own private gain. 10 park entrances have been set up like this by the Austin Parks Department. It is unlawful. It is nothing more than the edict of radical leftist Mayor Adler. A power grab.
Where do you have a pass?
Do I have a pass? I've been coming here since I was in high school and college. And now you guys use your COVID hoax to, like, set a checkpoint up so you can take over the parks and start charging? It's unconstitutional. This is not even a city ordinance. This is a illegal power grab of the people's greenbelt, and it's time to free Austin. So are you guys volunteers for the city of Austin? Who are you, masked man?
I'm a lifeguard for Barton Springs.
You're a lifeguard for Barton Springs, now part of the criminal power grab. This is outrageous criminal activity. This is the seizure of the infrastructure of Austin.
It is all color of law garbage. My wife came here this morning when you cult member Kooks showed up here and you asked her, where's her reservation? Her reservation is that we live in a free country. We live in America. I call for everybody out there watching. The time for civil disobedience is here. I want this removed tonight.
While we were there, a family from San Antonio arrived to enjoy the day in the park. After an hour drive, they were turned away.
Look at these poor people. Hey, it's all unconstitutional. It's all illegal. If I want to go in there, see the ordinance isn't even a law. I want to march down here. I can't. Don't listen to them. Don't sit at the back of the bus. Don't believe their COVID hoax. Get down there and enjoy yourself. Or these people will take everything you got.
The gentleman from San Antonio spoke to the Austin police and was told that there is no law. The police allowed the family to enjoy the park as the law permits.
Come on, everybody. The police told you it's open. There's no enforceable law. Yes, sir. Yes. Our park's not your park. Our park's not your park. There they go. Down their path to freedom. Like Bill Gates is supposedly a doctor now. He's not. He tells us what to do. And now lifeguards tell people they can't go onto a giant 500 square mile greenbelt because they'll find a virus down here. No, the virus isn't down there. The virus is the control. The virus is the fear. And the very city that says blow up the police department, the very city that says blow up the police department, and that we don't need the police, has them out here trying to, not the cops aren't even doing it, but has them out here so the lifeguards can tell you that you can't go down there.
And so that's right. That's the way you stop this. You got to stand up to it. Just like Alex was doing, just like that family from San Antonio did. The only way they have power over us is if we let them, because they do not have authority. That's the key thing. And we're going to be talking more about that coming up in the next segment. We're going to talk about what is happening as Gavin Newsom becomes more and more of a king in California. And finally, the churches in California are standing up to him and standing up against this. You know, it's amazing to me to see this. Where's your reservation to come into the park? Do you understand that a reservation is what they have planned for us? They're giving us the Indian reservation system. I talked about that before I went on vacation. There's an article up, and by the way, there's a new website that I put up where you can see articles from me as well as my reports, easily to find a link to band.video, roundtablereport.com. You can see where I lay that out, how this is an Indian reservation system. Folks, before we go to break, just want to remind you that we have our Reopen America Back to School special right now. 50 to 60% off, double Patriot points. We have many items that are about to sell out. Bod Ease, Living Defense Plus, Vaso Beat, Turbo Force, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score.
store. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
All right, you just saw that report, and you can see the rest of that at InfoWars.com, how the local mayor here decided that they would shut down the parks doing it without any law. And as you saw in the report, Alex Jones, Greg Reese, family from San Antonio drives an hour or more to get to the park. They're told by the lifeguards you can't enter. They asked the police, is that true? Is there a law? And the police said, no, there's no law. You can go in. See, that's what they're doing. They're calling your bluff, folks. They have no authority. And we're going to talk about what the churches are doing, because there's been some pushback against this. And this is the real issue for the churches. What is real authority? Where does it come from? Well, in America, it comes from the Constitution. And it comes from those who follow the Constitution. If you don't follow the Constitution as a civil official, you don't have any authority. You may have the ability to force people to do what you want, but you don't have the authority. I don't have to obey you other than the fact that maybe you've got a large gang and you will do physical violence. And if we don't want to get to the physical violence part, then I'll go along. But that's what we're talking about. We're talking about a mafia system that has been imposed on us. A public health mafia system. These people have no legal authority. They have no constitutional authority. They don't make the laws. A good example of this is out of Nashville. We have a councilwoman, Sharon Hurt. In her own words, she wants to charge people who aren't wearing a mask with attempted murder. Yeah, that's right. You heard that right. Attempted murder. Here's what she has to say. She says, you know, I've worked for an organization that if they pass a virus, then they're tried for murder or attempted murder if they are told, if they're not told. And so I'm really kind of wondering, I couldn't find anything in her bio that showed that she worked for the CDC or for Fauci, because these are the only people that I know of that are handling viruses and not telling people when they pass it out into the public. The NIH and the CDC are weaponizing toxins and pathogens, bacteria, virus. They bring into America from other places, like they did Burkholderia pseudomallei. They got it only found in two or three places on Earth. If you're not treated early, you know, kind of like what they're saying with COVID-19. If you're not treated early, it could be serious. But the Burkholderia pseudomallei kills 45% of the people if they're not treated early. And so they decide they would bring it in and modify it, weaponize it. The CDC and the NIH, that's what these people do. They would make it more lethal and more easily spread. And so let me ask you, why are we not charging them with attempted murder? Why are we not charging them with the with being war criminals? When you have Fauci and Collins at the NIH ignoring the directives of Congress because of the accident that happened when they brought in Burkholderia pseudomallei in Tulane, and it escaped out of a biosafety level 3 lab. And they had a lot of accidents that were very well documented, a lot of situations where they had infected animals, mice, other things like that, and they let them escape out of their labs. And, of course, this escaped out of that lab. And so they said, all right, we don't want you to do that for a while we investigate this. But Francis Collins and Fauci decided that they would continue to fund that research at American universities like the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. And not only that, but they would spend millions of dollars to fund it in China at the very lab, that very lab. So why are these people not charged with attempted murder? I don't know if Sharon Hurt worked for the CDC or the NIH, but those people are never jailed. kind of like the CIA and the NSA and the other people who are merchants of death. Fauci is a war criminal, a merchant of death. He should be jailed, not just fired. We'll be right back.
Vicki Gibbs, 57-year-old lesbian preacher in Houston, went in with a cough, got intubated, and then died. And as soon as I saw her face, as soon as I saw the report, I said, watch, it'll be intubation. We know what's going to happen. It's a blue city, same story yet again. And they say her heart gave out. If you put somebody on a breathing tube of COVID-19 as a death sentence, it's on record. Warn everyone you know before they go into the hospital and get killed. Why are almost all the deaths happening in blue cities and blue states? It's because they intubate them, putting a tube in their lungs, and COVID-19 is causing an autoimmune response. And if you do that with oxygen, the doctors are on record saying it will kill you. But all these doctors in blue cities and blue states follow their orders. And the minute I saw this report today, I knew what I would be reading. Don't end up like Vicki Gibbs. Warn everyone.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. I was just talking about the out-of-control government and the point at which we are right now are these masks and the contact tracing. And as you saw here in Austin, oh, you can't come into the public parks unless you've got a reservation, because we're now on a reservation system. And again, if you want to know the full implications of that, if you really want to understand what the UN 2030 Smart Cities Agenda, they said it was for sustainability. No. Now it's for the coronavirus. It never was about sustainability or the environment. And they are using the fear of the virus to put in that entire agenda. But if you want to know what that agenda is like, just take a look at the Indian reservation system. I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. You can find that article at a new website that we have set up, where you can find an easier link to my videos as that are on band.video, as well as articles. That's roundtablereport.com. Roundtablereport.com. Just kind of remember that. Knights of the Roundtable. It's easy to remember, okay? anyway, when we look at what is happening in Nashville, and we have a councilwoman, Sharon Hurt, there, say, you know, I've worked for an organization that if you pass a virus, you're tried for murder or attempted murder if you don't tell people about it. And again, I don't know if she works for the criminals at the CDC and the NIH that are weaponizing biological weapons that don't tell anybody when these things escape from their labs. Maybe that's what she's talking about. Maybe she worked for a university where they did some contract work for them, because we have hundreds of universities that are doing contract work for them that you're not aware of. And she said, and this person who may very well pass this virus that's out in the air because they're not wearing a mask is basically doing the same thing to someone who contacts it and dies from it. You got any proof of that, lady? You got any proof of that? See, everybody in their world is sick. That's why they can quarantine you, because they just assume that you're sick. You're guilty. You are infected. You are the suspected infected, and all they have to do is suspect you of being infected, and you are infected. They only have to suspect that you died with coronavirus, and you died from coronavirus. That's how it works. That's their world. It's basically the Spanish Inquisition. There's no due process for anything. You don't have to prove that somebody was sick. You don't have to prove that somebody passed it. You just say, well, if you were not wearing a mask, then you passed it to somebody. Because I know that you're sick, and I know that you're the reason that they got it. But no talk about doing anything to Cuomo. And, you know, when we look at all of this, and again, as I said before, you look at the demographics of how this is broken down for COVID versus a real flu epidemic like the 1918. It's all about life expectancy. And so there's one of two things happening here. Maybe both are at play. They're either overlaying this fear of the virus onto natural demographics there when they get somebody who is elderly in the hospital, be careful. Be careful. If they label you, if they give you one of these phony tests, and again, the CDC that says, well, you know, your mask may protect you and their mask may protect them and your mask may protect other people and their mask may protect you. May. Doesn't protect you, it protects other people, right? They put that stuff out there. They also tell you that these tests that they're giving everybody will be positive if you got a cold or a flu or any kind of coronavirus, because COVID-19 is part of a family of flu and cold, and they're misusing that test, that PCR test. And so they're giving a lot of people false positives. If they give you a false positive, if they find that it is COVID-19 and they were richly rewarded for doing that. We've had a lot of coroners, doctors, and others talk about how they've been given financial incentives to identify people. And it's a big financial incentive, an even bigger financial incentive to put you on a ventilator, which kills 80% of the people that they put on. Because you get one person that's identified, you get a bonus of $19,000 from the federal government for having a COVID-19 patient. And maybe that's where they get the 19, huh? COVID-19,000. We got one. Bingo. I just punched the card right here. And then you put them on a ventilator, and you get more. You get another $34,000. And now, all of a sudden, with just one patient, you've made $53,000, which more than pays for your $50,000 machine. And if you can do it again, boy, you're really in the black, because they've shut down all these other services. You know, like cancer screening and biopsies, a lot of heart issues and so forth. So these people are desperate. They have both the carrot and the stick. But, you know, it also may be one of these situations where as they forced people into rest homes, as Cuomo did, perhaps this is kind of a euthanasia for the elderly, so they don't have to worry so much about Social Security. Who knows? It could be both of those things. But anyway, getting back to this story, she's complaining about it. She says, so I think there ought to be a law. And they always think there ought to be a law, right? That's become the common refrain from everybody. There ought to be a law. There ought to be a federal law against this. And so one of the people there says, well, thank you, Councilwoman Hurt. Officers do have discretion. If they think that somebody has frequently violated the mask ordinance, then they can bring criminal violations, including disorderly conduct or even potentially assault. Charge you with assault for not having a mask on. Now, when we talk about police brutality, excessive force, as I've said many times, excessive force begins with excessive unjust laws. Because if you start telling people, I'm going to charge you with assault because you're not wearing a mask, there's a lot of us out here, me included, who are going to get very angry and are going to get in the face of any cop who tries to pull something like that. And then they get violent with us. And so excessive force is born out of excessive rules, because these are not laws. And he goes on to point that out. He said the restraint that we have is that the council doesn't have the opportunity on its own to create criminal legislation. So that's the point. She wants there to be a law. And he says, yeah, I agree. There ought to be a law, but we don't have the power to create laws. We can just boss people around, however. And we got cops who will go out there and intimidate and brutalize people at our order. So we just have to be happy with that. But she wasn't happy with that. She says, no, I was afraid that was going to be the answer, that you don't have a law. Even PBS is now saying how authoritarianism has spread since the coronavirus pandemic began. Now, of course, they're not talking about what's happening here in America. They focus on places like Egypt, where people who criticize the government narrative there or the government's performance and how they handled the alleged pandemic, those people are persecuted. But I'll remind you again, 4 months ago, Scott Adams, Delbert guy, tweeted out, he said, these freedom lovers are looking more and more like sociopaths. He did that 4 months ago. And I replied, I said, these pragmatists are looking more and more like authoritarians. And now even PBS is talking about this. And even Scott Adams, who tweeted that out, is having a problem with some of the authoritarian regulations that are out there and the prohibitions that are coming out there. Well, it's better late than never, Scott. I'm glad that you're finally waking up to the dangers of pragmatism and of how dangerous it is to say that freedom doesn't matter. Freedom is the only thing that matters in terms of politics. The only thing that matters. That's the entire purpose of government, is to protect our freedoms. You know, it was Mike Adams, also no relation to each other. No relation to liberty or the Constitution, either, the two of them. It was Mike Adams who said, you got to wear the masks at the same time. You got to wear the mask, because if you don't wear the mask, we're going to wind up getting a vaccine. Well, guess what? I said at the time, Mike, the masks are the training for the mandatory vaccines. They're coming. They're coming. Don't you understand how the government works? The mask mandates are driving discord and division. They're pushing anger and violence across the nation, writes the New American, and they're absolutely right. And that's exactly what they were intended to do. Just like the Black Lives Matter organization was intended to create a race war. The masks are intended to do the same thing. We'll be right back. We'll talk about what's happening and pushing back by the churches. We'll talk about what the bikers and Sturgis are doing. Now we're going to talk about what the churches in California are doing when we come back. Stay with us.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
America and the world should have never been closed. It was all based on WHO, Bill and Melinda Gates, Fauci, NIH lies. But now here we are already into August, and they're trying to keep our stores, our factories, our schools, our parks closed. It is outrageous. Well, we have launched a new big sale titled Reopen America Back to School Special, 50 to 60% off. All of our top sellers and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact that our Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies is selling out, we still have it at 50% off, but for a limited time. Living Defense, which is beyond probiotics, 50% off. Vaso Beets, amazing concentrated beet extract with all of its benefits, selling out, so 50% off. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. There are a lot of reasons to get an Alex Jones plastic mask at InfoWarsStore.com. You can wear them out to political events. You can trigger libtards. But one of the biggest reasons is it's a great conversation starter at any costume party or at Halloween. But on top of that, they admit that wearing these masks does absolutely nothing to protect you from COVID-19 or anything else. It's total virtue signaling to show that you're prepared for the forced inoculations and contact tracing that they're openly announcing. It's an act of submission. It's an act of like putting a burqa on your head and bowing down. But a big reason to wear these is then into stores, when people ask you why you're wearing a Halloween mask, say it's just as useless as the stupid cloth mask that you're wearing. And the N95 mask only control what's coming in, not what's going out. So they, quote, spread COVID-19. They don't protect from it. So, again, it's a great way to throw it back in these control freaks' faces. You buy one for $9.95, you get four more free. They're at cost. InfoWarsStore.com. Just a few months ago, almost every storable food manufacturer was sold out. They were still taking people's orders, and many of the companies have still not fulfilled them. All the orders we got in have been fulfilled. Our suppliers, the best, the highest quality, the best containers to transport it as well, and they've got the food with four factories in stock. It takes them 2 to 4 weeks to get it shipped out to you. You need to order your storable food now. The world is much more dire. The economic system is collapsing. The third world's already starving to death. Food prices are exploding here. The farms and the production plants are shutting down because of the COVID hoax. You need to get your storable food while you
you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the 360 win. It also funds our operation. But you need to get it, whether it's 3 months, 6 months, a year. You need to get that now and have that checkbox off of being prepared and being self-sufficient. We also have high-quality water filtration and air filtration at InfoWarsStore.com. They're absolute must. But whatever you do, ladies and gentlemen, don't wait until a bigger crisis comes. Don't wait till everybody panics. Take action. Get ready now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants.
All right, we talked about the Sturgis biker rally. 250,000 people showed up to celebrate freedom and Harleys, rock and roll. And now let's talk about what's going on with the churches, especially in California, but not only in California. In Pennsylvania, North Versailles, Pennsylvania, a video emerged of a worship service happening inside of a Walmart. Now, I don't know if this was something that was sanctioned by Walmart. I mean, Walmart's done a lot of things to try to make it difficult for people to, they got a nationwide mandate, got to wear masks. And so I don't know whether people there, I guess wearing masks and singing or whatever, but Walmart has done some things like setting up, drive-in movie theaters since all the other movie theaters have been shut down. And the big national chains are making out like the bandits that they are. But in this particular instance, these people showed up. And they started singing, holding a worship service, and they said customers appeared to join in as well. A Philadelphia pastor said, in more than 2,000 years, the church has faced and survived many adversities, including two world wars, the Spanish flu, the Great Plague. The church is not going to go away because we, the people of God, are the church. In times of trouble, the church gets closer, not further apart. So as they gathered in a Walmart, because Walmart's allowed to be open, but churches aren't, because the government will decide what is essential and what isn't, all right? And, of course, you have casinos open in Las Vegas, and the Supreme Court said, yeah, that's okay. You can keep the casinos open but close down the churches. See, we're not even to the point of this is so far away from the Constitution and equal protection of the law. But there is no special protection for gambling in the Constitution. There is for the free exercise of religion. But we are in post-constitutional America. And so they had a rally at a Las Vegas casino. These are evangelicals for Trump, more than 500 evangelicals. And, of course, this is a pushback led by Paula White, who is part of the president's evangelical advisory board. They went there, Ralph Reed and these people, the evangelical politician class, as I put them. They went there to make the point, which is a valid point that needs to be made. But, when we see these types of quotes, and there was an article done by it on the New York Times, Christianity will have power. Let me tell you something. Christianity will have no power, no power, if Christians think their power comes from government and from politics. That is a powerless, empty, whitewashed Christianity. It's worthless to the people who practice it. It is worthless to the culture. It is worthless to God. Christianity will have power, political power. No. Our power is not in government. Our power is not in the White House. Our power is not in Trump or Congress or the Supreme Court. We have power that is greater than that. And it is sitting there waiting for us to use it. We had in Portland, we had thousands of people worshiping outdoors in Portland. Because even in Portland, even outdoor worship activities are restricted. So the worshipers met at a waterfront park on Saturday evening for an event that was dubbed From Riots to Revival. But, when we look at what is happening in California, we have John MacArthur, who is now finally and vocally really taking the lead on this. And he's taking a very strong stand. saying, look, you know, he's being threatened by Los Angeles with fines. He says, I'll go to jail if I have to. He said at the beginning of this, and for, I think, too long, he basically played along with this. He said, look, I understand if they're concerned about this, but long after he knew that it was being unequally applied, he continued to abide by this, but now he's not, and I'm glad that he's not. And he met with his church. He said he started doing televised sermons, and he said people just started showing up, and all of a sudden the place was full. He said, that's it. We're just going to do it. And so here's what he had to say as he met. Let's play video clip number two. He says he calls it a protest because, you know, protests in California are allowed. It's just church services that aren't allowed. So here's John MacArthur, video clip number two.
Good morning, everyone. I'm so happy to welcome you to the Grace Community Church peaceful protest.
Yeah, he gets along when he's talking. All right, and he went on to have, as actually that was what he just did, about a week ago, he went on Twitter as things were heating up. Let's play video clip number three. This is his message as to why they were going to meet. Let's go to video clip number three.
We do not bow to Caesar. We will not bow to Caesar. Caesar is not our king. The Lord Jesus Christ is our king. We will be gracious as we've always been. We will render to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. But we will not render to Caesar what belongs to God. We will be faithful to him. And that means that we will continue to gather as a church every Sunday. Every Sunday. That is not going to stop. I don't know what might come down the line in thinking about the future, what kind of restraints or constrictions might be attempted to put on us. We will be here. We will meet as the Church of Jesus Christ because we're commanded to do that. We will sing, we will pray, we will fellowship, we will proclaim the word of God far and wide, and even around the world through this live stream opportunity that we have. I'll tell you what is disappointing to me is how few churches are standing up, how few large churches or even Christian leaders are willing to say, look, we're not going to bow to Caesar, we're going to serve our Lord. Churches are shutting down, large churches shutting down until they say January. I don't have any way to understand that other than they don't know what a church is.
Yeah, and that's right. And the church I think he's probably talking about is one of the largest churches in the country in Georgia. It's, Andy Stanley's church, about 30,000 people in Georgia. Andy Stanley, the son of Charles Stanley. And, he's decided that he's going to shut down for the rest of 2020. That's just as well. Because if you know anything about Andy Stanley, he not only doesn't think that church services are necessary, he doesn't think the Old Testament's necessary either. So just keep your church closed. There's another pastor in California, Newbury Park Church. This pastor's name is McCoy, Rob McCoy. He's a real McCoy. He says, I'm willing to go to jail. I'm willing for them to even take our building. If I haven't proven that I'm serious about this, I don't know what else to do. He was on the city council in Thousand Oaks City in California. He resigned in April because of the draconian measures that were being imposed by the council. He says, I'm not going to be a part of this. And he resigned. And he said, I'm not going to be a part of these draconian state and county regulations. He said, why are you targeting churches? And then to make the point, the county public health director contacted him and said, I heard that you're going to be meeting indoors. You're going to have to meet outdoors. And said, no, we're not. And so now you've got a California court issuing a temporary restraining order. It's coming to a head, folks. And this is exactly what we need. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
Human freedom. The Wild Wild West. The Renaissance. America. Human liberty. The West built all the freedom, all the choices, all the empowerment we see. The general population has been programmed that submission to tyranny brings them prosperity. Because in the last 50 years, under psychotic globalist control, they have taught us by successive approximation to bow down and each time be given a reward, a treat. But that's like training wild pigs to come eat out of your hand, and finally, one day you lead them into the barn and close the door and butcher them. We're now reaching that point in societal development where submission is death, where submission is the human species being destroyed forever on the altar of Satan. America and the world should have never been closed. It was all based on WHO, Bill and Melinda Gates, Fauci, NIH lies. But now here we are already into August, and they're trying to keep our stores, our factories, our schools, our parks closed. It is outrageous. Well, we have launched a new big sale titled Reopen America Back to School Special, 50 to 60% off all of our top sellers and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact that our Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies is selling out, we still have it at 50% off, but for a limited time. Living Defense, which is beyond probiotics, 50% off. VasoBeats, amazing concentrated beet extract with all of its benefits, selling out, so 50% off. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Eric Peters, epautos.com. All things mobility and freedom, because those two things cannot be separated. it's like many other aspects of freedom. And yet, when we look at what is happening right now, this is kind of the worst aspects of taking away our ability to travel. As I said earlier in the program, I didn't go anywhere on my vacation because it's become such a pain in the neck to travel now, even with automobile. I mean, just forget about airline travel, but even with the automobile because of all these mask regulations everywhere. So joining us now is Eric Peters. Thank you for joining us, Eric.
Oh, you bet. Always good to be here.
So your take on where we are with this thing right now, I was just talking about the churches.
Yeah.
And how some of them are pushing back on this. At the beginning of the program, I was talking about the Sturgis, South Dakota biker rally. Mm-hmm. And so we got people at, you know, culturally diverse pushing back against these mandatory orders across the spectrum.
Yeah. And I think it's critical to do it not just individually, but also collectively, not in the collectivist way, but in the sense of free individuals getting together to voluntarily assert their rights. A good example of this, I think it was in Florida. You probably are familiar with this. There was a sandwich restaurant. I think they made cheese sandwiches, something like that, local place. And a bunch of the patrons who'd been going there for a long time went to support the owner, all of them diaperless. And the cops showed up because they were in violation of the mandatory diaper decree. But they were able to back down the armed government workers who did not mass arrest the people. All they did was leave after giving the owner a warning, so a victory. And, of course, that wasn't covered very much in the mainstream press. But there's a lot of that going on, and that's really salutary. I think that that's a wonderful thing. Also, per what you and I were talking about a little bit off the air, this business of the churches bending knee, the organized churches, I should say, out of terror of losing their tax-exempt status, that is their monetary incentive. The heck with that. Just if people want to worship, they should get together in somebody's home quietly on their own and just say we're not going to participate in these corrupt churches anymore.
That's right. Or this pastor that's in Newberry, California, saying, look, you want to take the building? Take the building. But we're gonna meet one way or the other, and we're gonna do it inside. So yeah, I think that really is where we're gonna be headed, because this has gotten to the point where the cultural divide has continued to escalate. And you know, first they hated Christians because of what they thought in terms of marriage or abortion or whatever, and now they're getting out to the point where they're actually accusing people of being you're gonna kill me with this. Like we got the. The woman in Nashville, the city councilwoman, who said, this is attempted murder, and we got to have laws to get these people. And that's where they're going to come after it. They feel like they're justified to physically attack people, to send law enforcement officers out to physically attack people. Well, I've said many times that excessive use of force begins with excessive laws.
Yeah, they can try that. However, I think it's a very dubious position for them to assume, because after all, we're not forcing ourselves on them. We're
That's
simply
right.
saying we wish to be free to associate among people who wish to be free to associate. For example, people want to get together in a church. Nobody's being forced to go to that church. If you want to go to a gym that doesn't have a diaper requirement, that's fine. So really what they're saying is they're not content to go ahead and wear a mask themselves and frequent businesses that have the mask mandate. They're saying that the rest of us also have to do the same thing, and that's quite a different argument to make.
The insidious thing about the way that they're doing it, and of course, as you point out, you know, coming after some of these churches and saying, we're going to take your building or take your 501c3 status. They do that to the businesses as well.
Yeah.
Because we've seen what happened to the people in New Jersey. You had the customers who stood with them many times, and the law enforcement officers went away. Finally, they decided they would come back, and they arrested the owners, and they do other things, like they have the health department shut down the business or the restaurant.
Yep.
I've seen that happen many times. And so they have their ways of coming back against people. So you've got a lot of business owners who look at this and say, all right, I'll enforce your arbitrary mask regulation because I don't have my business shut down. But, you know, Eric, Lenin said that capitalists will sell the rope that choose to hang them. And that's what these small businesses are doing. They're selling the fear that is going to shut down their business, even if they could make a go of it at 50%. They're not going to get 50% of the people to show up on a Friday night.
It's important to understand that while Wu Flu is relatively new, only a few months old, most of what's going on now has antecedents that go back decades. When, for example, it became practice in this country to have to get state permission in order to transact business. You have
to
have a license in order to engage in voluntary free exchange with people. So now that having been routinized and normalized, these businesses serve effectively as an adjunct of the government. I mean, they're private businesses in the way that somebody who paid off their home loan is an owner but still has to pay rent to the government in order to continue to live in their house.
That's right. Yeah, they become agents of the government.
And
of course, especially the large retail chains, they're making great profits right now because all their competition has been shut down.
Yeah, that's
And so they're very happy to comply with these regulations.
Yeah.
And you've got the National Retail Federation, which is a trade organization of all of these national chains, pushing all of these mask mandates to a greater extent than the local government dictators have. And you and I have seen this for the longest time, because this is what we've been talking about with excessive regulation for safety in cars all the time.
That's right. It's of a piece with the peaceful protesters that are essentially permitted to go out and ransack towns unmasked and not socially distanced. That's okay, just as it's been okay for these big box retailers during the height of all the lockdowns to not only be open but not to enforce social distancing or any diapering requirements. Meanwhile, their independent smaller business competitors essentially were destroyed by all of this. So it redounded to their benefit. And it's a very despicable thing, and it just startles me that more people don't see it and get mad by it.
That's right. That's one of the reasons why I think MacArthur began by saying, thank you for joining us today on this peaceful protest. Because, you know, protests are okay. They're fine, but you can't meet in a church building. You had a lot of, people to make a political point after the Supreme Court said, no, that's okay. In Nevada, they can open up the casinos, but they can shut down the churches. So they held a church service inside of a casino just to show how the laws are not being applied equally, because this is basically a communist system where nobody is allowed to work. You put everybody on the same stipend from the government, and then the government will politically decide which activities are allowed and which ones aren't.
That's right. And moreover, this diapering business, it's about training. The fact that you can put a filthy bandana over your face and that qualifies as some kind of palliative measure to stop the spread of a virus ought to tell people all they need to know about what's really going on.
That's right. That's right. Well, it is training. It is submission training. And all of this stuff about how your mask doesn't protect you, it protects the other people, that's exactly what they've been saying all this time about the vaccines. And, of course, they're going to be pushing out these vaccines very rapidly. I'm absolutely amazed that about half the people say they're going to take an untested vaccine, which is using a completely new approach. We've never had RNA medications, let alone vaccines, ever before. And they're willing to sign up and take that.
That's right. Well, they're welcome to sign up and take it if they wish to. The issue here is whether everybody is going to be forced to. And that's a line in the sand, I think, that could potentially be outright explosive and could result in the spark that sets this country afire. Because I know that there are a lot of people who simply will not go along with that.
I will not. I will not.
And I number myself among that as well.
But see, that's the thing, though. They're going to make that a requirement, and it'll be done through the private companies. It'll be done by the people who are mandating the masks right now.
That's it.
The Walmarts and the Deltas, airlines and so forth. They are the ones who are mandating the masks. They will be mandating your immunity passport, and you have to have that vaccine certificate or whatever. Or you have to do that in order to have a job, to go to school, to travel, to do all these different things. And so that's really what they're, and I think they intend to use this as a spark to set off a civil war, because they're trying everything that they can to do that. The Black Lives Matter stuff, I mean, that they turned that whole incident into a race war, and that was not justified, even if the narrative about George Floyd had been true. It was not a justification, because you and I both know that we have a lot of problems with excessive police force all the time, and it goes after black and white. If you really wanted to solve it, you wouldn't make it a race issue. They're doing that to make it a race war.
That's right.
We got to take a break, and we're going to be right back with Eric Peters. Again, you can find his articles at epautos.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
August 2020 is here.
It's less than 90 days out from the historic election. The Chi-Coms, the EU, Hollywood, the Democratic Party, and the blue states and blue cities are all battling to keep America shut down and to destroy free speech as well to ensure their final takeover of the United States by removing President Donald John Trump. At InfoWars, we're fighting back harder than ever, so your word of mouth and your prayer is key for the transmission. Also, your financial support is absolutely critical, and we make it easy to support us with high-quality, game-changing products at InfoWarsStore.com. We've launched a new sale, Reopen America Back to School Special, 50-60% off all of our top sellers and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your Chill Force, Winter Sun Plus, DNA Force Plus, Ultra 12, Lung Cleanse Plus, Survival Shield X2, and so many other best-selling products at 50-60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now and fund the InfoWar.
Getting smell?
Yeah.
It's sweet. Well, it does. It's a sweet stench. It makes you want to throw up like rotten meat. It is the crap of dust mites.
Have you noticed the stench of bum piss in your leftist-run neighborhoods? The crap of dust mites in bum piss is a real thing, and InfoWars Store has the solution. InfoWars has created the most powerful herbal lung cleanse and respiratory support product on the market, with over 1,000 types of mold and mildew, toxic chemicals, and yes, dust mites. Our Lung Cleanse Plus, made with organic and wild cultivated herbs, is just what you need to survive the unprecedented surge of bum piss and other toxic substances in liberal leftist cities everywhere. Order the InfoWars Lifelong Cleanse Plus supplement today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Eric Peters, epautos.com. Before we go back to Eric, I want to tell you a little bit about the sales that we have. We have our Reopen America Back to School specials, 50 to 60% off of many of our top sellers, double Patriot points for discounts in the future at InfoWarsStore.com. Some of the products that we have that are selling out rapidly that are 50% off, Bod Ease, turmeric and other natural ingredients to help you fight inflammation. Living Defense, VasoBeet, that is concentrated beet juice that acts as a vasodilator, a vascular system. Turbo Force, 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off. Folks, make sure that you have the kind of products that are going to support your immune system. Things like Winter Sun Plus, our vitamin D formula. Vitamin D is essential for an immune system that operates properly. And if you're not in the sun, if you're locked up in a house, that's one of the things that's going to happen. It's going to depress your immune system. And then if you put that mask on to go shopping, that's even more of that. So make sure that you're in top shape, as good a shape as you can be. Make sure you got the base of vitamins and minerals and nutrients. Make sure that your immune system is properly supplied with vitamin D. Many other products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% to 60% off and double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. You know, Eric, while we're talking about products, I saw this t-shirt You're not selling it on your site, but it was somebody else's design, right? Guys,
yes.
Pull up the picture of as a guy who's a reader of yours, because yep. You had the ear tag saying, yeah, they treat us like cattle. So he did a T-shirt. Tell us about that.
Oh, it's brilliant. So one of my readers decided to go ahead and make this T-shirt and sent me one complimentary to thank me for the work that I do, for which I was very appreciative. And it shows a cow with a face diaper on and an ear tag on. And the caption is, when they say moo or boo, we say moo. And I love this T-shirt so much.
And in the boo, you got a couple of like biohazard symbols.
It really gets the point across. And we need a good laugh amid all this misery. So I'm doing all I can to promote him. And I put a little blurb on my site. And if people would like to buy that T-shirt, all they have to do is have a look. And there's a little link in the text. And they can go to this guy's T-shirt page and order a T-shirt if they'd like one.
That's right. Yeah, they treat us like cattle. And it's about time we say it's utterly ridiculous, isn't it? Okay, let's talk about Joe Biden and his Corvette.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we had a picture of that, and, you know, Joe Biden, as he gets in and he starts up his Corvette, he's in his Corvette convertible with a top down by himself, and he's got a mask on. But even more importantly, I think, is what he was telling people. There was a lot in that message that he was telling people. Talk a little bit about that.
Boy, we got multiple deconstructions here. Apparently, he was attempting to tout the wonders of a rumored electrified Corvette that General Motors mm-hmm. is supposedly going to be bringing out in the next year or two, maybe three down the road. We're not sure exactly. And, of course, for a virtue-signaling, ultra-rich, connected lefty, what could be better than an electrified Corvette that costs twice as much as the current one, which only people like himself can afford to drive?
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, the other thing, too, that he was plugging, I mean, it may have been a
plugging.
Kind of subliminal message about the electrified Corvette.
Yeah.
But in that little clip that he had when he took the mask off and talked to the reporter, he said, you know, I get in this Corvette. And it reminds me of my dad and my son who's deceased. And he goes, boy, my dad could really drive. Nobody could drive like him. Well, you know what? If we, and then he starts pushing how we've got to do electric cars.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we push the electric cars and self-driving technology and all this stuff that is part of the UN smart city agenda, where basically the controls with the 5G substrate, they have to put that in so they can take over the driving of our cars. And the electric cars are a big part of that because it's got limited range. And, you know, they can sell you the green aspect of electric cars while they put in the self-driving aspect of that. Mm-hmm. If you do that, basically he's right. Nobody will be driving a car.
Yeah,
like
even
his daddy drove a car.
Leaving the limited range issue aside for the moment, there just isn't that much to do in an electric car. It's mm-hmm. it's an electric motor with direct drive. There's no transmission. There's simply an accelerator pedal and a brake pedal. It's a lot like a ride at an amusement park. So it's they're very quick, but they're also very boring. I've driven these things, and there's it's nothing like rowing an old Muncie 4-speed or even a modern Tremec 6-speed.
And they're very, very heavy, which pays a penalty. They do have a low center of gravity, but they're very, very heavy. And so, you know, you can't deny the laws of physics.
That's
you know,
right.
You can pass all kinds of regulatory laws and subsidies, but you can't deny the laws of physics. If you want something that is quick and responsive, it's got to be light.
That's my
opinion.
That's exactly right. And also, in order for it to handle well, these 5,000-pound Tesla, it does not handle like a 3,800-pound internal combustion-powered sports sedan.
But what he is pushing is a subsidy, kind of like the cash for clunkers that Obama pushed through. He wants you to trade in your older cars and get a limited-range, government-controlled new electric car, and they will help to subsidize that. And, that's the real danger of this. You've got an article at your site, The Pros and Cons of the Old and the New Normal. Talk about that, the pros and cons of an old car.
It seems as though we always circle back and talk about things in the context of Wu Flu Fever, but I guess we kind of have to because it does touch on and affect everything.
Yeah,
and
it does.
In this the new normal that's emerging or that's trying to be imposed upon us, I think it's a very good idea to be as decentralized as possible with regard to your own mobility, to not be dependent on, say, the electrical grid, for example, if you had an electric car, or even on the dealership if you have a modern computer-controlled car with all of its elaborate electronics that you probably can't deal with in the event that something goes wrong. Whereas if you have an older vehicle without a computer and that does not need elaborate diagnostic tools, you can service it with basic hand tools, screwdrivers, socket sets, and wrenches.
Yeah, and set the points, adjust your carburetor, all that stuff, yeah?
Yeah, and you know, a lot of these parts, they are rebuildable as opposed to being replaceable. For example, I went through the carburetor on one of my vehicles the other day. It's as long as the physical casting, the metal parts, the alloy parts, are sound, you can go through it with new gaskets, new internal soft parts, and so on, and it will be essentially as good as new. And instead of lasting 10 years, it can last a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very important. When we talk about prepping, and this is a big part of it, you know, the supply chain. I mean, look at what has happened as the government has come in, arbitrarily shutting down restaurants. They created all kinds of food supply problems. They created shortages in the grocery store. They created surpluses that at the farm level where they were having to plow under their crops and pour the milk down the drain. And so in that kind of an artificial environment where the government is coming in and messing with supply chains, you don't want to have something where you can't fix it.
That's right. Some people may not know that with a lot of modern cars, even if you have the physical replacement part, unless you have access to a proprietary dealer computer to give it the correct code or to flash it or whatever the correct term is, the car's computer will not recognize the replacement part and will not run correctly unless you do that. So you're really in a pinch if you don't have access to a dealership, which could be very likely in the months and years ahead.
Yeah, that's the Digital Millennium Copyright Act that John Deere and General Motors and a lot of these different companies have bought into, where they basically would prohibit you from working on your own car, even if you knew what you were doing, even if you bought the part. You know, you got to take it to the dealer to have them put it in there.
That's right. That's exactly right. So I think the more independent that you are of the system, the better off you'll be. And this isn't necessarily a Mad Max survivalist kind of a thing. It's just common sense.
That's right. That's right. You know, you have another article, Rules and Rulers, and you make an excellent point in there, and it's something that I pointed out as well, and I've been frustrated with when I rent a car, is how you have to, you know, they have all these laws about how you can't use your cell phone while you're driving, right? And yet they applaud the fact that you've got a smart screen that you've got to diddle with.
Yeah, exactly. They say you can't use your cell phone, but the car is effectively a cell phone.
Yeah,
and you have to use it, unlike the cell phone, which you don't necessarily have to use unless it's an emergency. You don't have to send a text or a picture. However, with a lot of cars, if you want to operate, for example, the climate control system, the only way to do it is through the touch and tap LCD screen.
That's right. You make a point. You say you don't have to make a call or send a text while you're driving, but you pretty much do need to be able to turn on the defroster. And if you do that, you've got to pinch and zoom and all this other kind of stuff. Take your eyes off and you're looking at the center and down on the console.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it indicates, it tells you, doesn't it, that the issue really isn't, as always, safety. It's something else, and it's something arguably more sinister. If they were consistent intellectually, they would say, well, you know, cell phones are dangerous because people are distracted by using them. Therefore, it's certainly a bad idea to have what amounts to a big cell phone inside the car. But they don't do that. They are encouraging distracted driving, I think, and they're doing it for two reasons. The first is to make people more interested in apps and playing with their infotainment system than driving.
That's right. They want to make you a bad driver so they can say, well, now we can't have humans driving this. That's actually a big part of the plan.
Yeah, exactly.
Great article, Rules and Rulers. Check that out, folks, at epautos.com. Thank you for joining us, Eric.
You bet.
Appreciate you coming on. Thanks. We'll be right back, folks.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
States cracking down on social gatherings, says CNN.
because Fauci says if we don't, we'll see further surges in coronavirus positives because they're only ramping up the testing and because the tests have been designed at the Wuhan lab, it turns out, to be completely fraudulent. They cook the whole thing up offshore in a communist dictatorship with Fauci, Bill Gates, and the Chi-Coms to be directed by the UN as a giant planetary power grab. And now it's all over the news that indeed Bill Gates has developed digital tattoos under your skin, and so is Google, and they're deploying them at the airports next year where you'll have to have it to be able to travel, oh, and then soon to leave your house or go in a grocery store, and the contact tracers work for Bill and Melinda Gates and the Clintons, and they're going to come to your house and make sure you're inoculated. Yes, we're now inside the mark of the beast. Resist or be enslaved.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. Just another touch point in government corruption. You know, the Bundy Ranch standoff happened back in 2014. And it was absolutely criminal what the Department of Justice and the BLM and the FBI were doing there. And they subsequently prosecuted 19 people who were there. Some of them were sentenced to jail. I'm still not sure what is happening to the innocent people who were sentenced to jail under previous trials, kangaroo court trials by the judge Gloria Navarro. But the first Bundy trial ended in a mistrial, even though the government put on very restrictive rules as to what could be asked. You could not point out that the BLM was pointing guns at people, that they were threatening people. So there were certain things that were forbidden from being said. And that was part of the way the kangaroo court operated. What changed all of that was a whistleblower in the BLM. And quite frankly, there were a lot of people who worked for the BLM who were not happy about what Dan Love, who was the agent in charge, special agent in charge. I mean, the BLM has gone from a park ranger type of situation to a militarized Gestapo, and some of the people are not happy about that. And you had a special agent in charge of another region who openly criticized the operations of Dan Love. I said, I looked at this plan. I said, what is he trying to do? Is he trying to set up a massacre here? I believe that's what he was trying to do. It's one of the reasons I went there. I didn't want to see another Ruby Ridge or Waco. And there were people inside the BLM who were not happy about that. And so there's a whistleblower who came out with documents about that, and that blew the second trial out of the water. At that point, what they showed was that the FBI and the BLM had set up sniper points, you know, hostage rescues, I guess is what they call it, when they shoot women holding babies in the head at point-blank range, like Lon Horiuchi did at Ruby Ridge. That's a hostage rescue operation, according to the FBI. Well, they had set up that type of thing at the Bundy Ranch. And when that came out, that they were doing that, it kind of blew the whole thing out of the water. And even that corrupt judge, Gloria Navarro, dismissed it and then eventually dismissed it with prejudice. Now, under a legal system, that should have stopped any retrials. But the Department of Justice, quote unquote, under both Jeff Sessions and Barr have continued for the last 6 years to try to reopen that trial, even though the judge shut it down and dismissed it with prejudice. And so finally, this last week, you had the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals basically told the Justice Department, no, you're not going to be able to reopen that. They had claimed that the marksmen that they had put there were not actually snipers. They were just marksmen and dugouts. These people are such cynical crooks, cynical liars. It's just absolutely amazing. And yet, in the their own documents that were exposed by that, they referred to their own people. They referred to them as snipers. During the trial, when they were trying to make a big deal out of one picture showing a guy who had a gun pointed back at them, and I was on the ground with them pointing guns and threatening to shoot us. There was a guy up above, one of the protesters who was on an overpass pointing a gun through a concrete barrier. And they were not, and they had pictures of people who were bending down. Now, they were not afraid of that guy on the ground. They were afraid of the BLM agents who were pointing guns and threatening people. There he is right there. And so they were forbidden from asking those people who were hiding and ducking down on the concrete barriers. They were prohibited from asking them if they were afraid of the BLM. You will not ask that question, they were told. That's how rigged this was. And if you want to know how rigged this is, I mean, you would look at what is happening with Michael Flynn, what just came out with Stefan Halper, the Penguin.
The globalists launch this planetary lockdown. But the number one reason is it serves every one of their purposes. We've gone over those purposes many times here on air. The cashless society, the surveillance system, global government, medical tyranny, forced inoculation. But the most important facet is it teaches us that we are obsolete, that we are non-essential as we begin to witness automation, computers, and robots take over the jobs that people once had by design. This isn't like it's some advancement that we just fell into. It's been pre-planned, organized globally, and it's extremely predatory. And through governmental actuaries and tax programs and regulations, the central banks that control it all are able to pick the winners and the losers and consolidate power. This is the truest form of technocracy, fascism.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just talking at the top of the hour about how the finally the Justice Department has been shut down. Shut down by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Just when you thought that nothing good could come out of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, they finally sided with the obvious. You know, you had the judge there for the last 6 years. The Justice Department, so-called, under Obama, under Trump, under Jeff Sessions, under Bill Barr, all of them have been trying to come after the Bundys yet again, even though the judge who presided over that, and it was a very rigged trial that she'd had prior to that. It was in the middle of the second trial of the Bundys, because the first one was a hung jury. In the middle of the second trial, you had a whistleblower come forward from the BLM and expose the criminal actions of the BLM, of the FBI, of the Justice Department, and that judge who had rigged those trials shut it down with and dismissed it with prejudice, which means that it is not allowed to be retried because of the corruption, because of the way that information had been withheld. And she was a party to withholding information. And it was so bad what that whistleblower exposed that they shut it down with prejudice. Nevertheless, the Justice Department continued to try to reopen that, which I think is very telling, because when we look at what is happening with General Flynn and the fact that even though his case was dismissed for many of the same types of reasons, exculpatory evidence, evidence that would show that he was innocent, that the FBI knew that he was innocent, evidence that would show that it was a criminal persecution, even though that was withheld, and there were many lies about what had been done, and we saw a lot of crimes committed by the FBI. Nevertheless, you still have that judge who's now decided that he's going to become a prosecutor pushing to have it reheard. And he got what he wanted in the case of General Flynn. And so the Court of Appeals, after you had the D.C. Circuit Court, they have 11 justices in that D.C. Circuit Court. And typically what they do is they will have, you know, just a subset of them hear the appeals case. I guess when you get to an appeals level, you don't have a jury. It's the judges who sit there. And then you have the lower court judge who acts as a prosecutor. How's that? Have you you recognize any of this in the Constitution? I don't. But now this prosecutor judge, Emmett Sullivan, has decided that he's, you know, kept pushing on this till he got the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals to say that, yeah, we will hear it again and we'll have all 11 justices sit in on this and hear it. And so they're going to rehear that. So when we look at this and we look at what happened with the Bundys, this all kind of hinges, I think, around whistleblowers, doesn't it? We see even more evidence that this whole thing was a scam and was set up because now we have a whistleblower who has surfaced in the General Flynn case. This particular whistleblower is someone who was a who heard in 2017. He was a former Bush administration official. He released audio of a conversation that he had with Stefan Helper. This is the guy that you always see dressed like the Penguin. Oswald Cobblepot, there he is. And he's got a pot belly. many people call him the walrus, but he was, he told the guy, he said, if you go to the National Security Council, you have to consider very carefully if you feel it's appropriate for you to work for Flynn, because I don't think Flynn's going to be around for very long. And he wasn't around for very long. Probably record time that they would purge him out. Why? Because he would tell the truth about these criminals like Stefan Halper and John Brennan and these other people who were arming ISIS and the people that we're allegedly supposed to be fighting. He says he's really effed. He's really effed, he said. So when you look at all of this, the guy who the former Bush administration official's name is Stephen Scradge, I guess is the way he pronounced his name. So he is blowing the whistle on that. Is it going to be enough? Will anything be done about this? Don't bet on it. Lindsey Graham. Well, the memo shows that the FBI lied to the Senate about their dossier source. Oh, newsflash. The FBI lied about all of this stuff. How long does this go on? I mean, is this even news? Lindsey Graham is breaking this news. We've known this for years and nothing has been done about it. The corruption continues. The corruption within the Justice Department, the corruption about all this stuff just continues to go on and on. That is how useless Washington has become. And they want you to be distracted and caught up into their Machiavellian costume parties. You know, what? Wear your red suit, wear your blue suit, vote Democrat, vote Republican, and you'll fix everything. No, it's hopelessly corrupt. And the fact that this continues to go on and on and on, and there's no criminal charges, and yet people like Flynn, people like the Bundys, are literally persecuted by these, not prosecuted, persecuted. It doesn't matter how many times or how many different ways their lies, their fraud, their criminal conspiracies, and they are conspiracies, folks. You know, they love to talk about conspiracy theories. And yet, that was a term that was coined by the FBI to shut down anybody questioning their official narrative about the JFK assassination. But a conspiracy charge is the most common charge that is brought by the prosecutors. Because that just means you know, two or more people involved in a criminal activity. That pretty much describes everything that government does today. Everything that government does is a conspiracy. It's not a theory. It's a fact. Multiple people involved in criminal activities, violating the law that they swore to uphold. And this goes for both parties. This is exactly what is happening. There you go. I guess that's what I am. I just don't have a board there connecting all this stuff. But good job, guys. That's all right. Let's talk about what's going on with President Trump, Social Security, and the executive orders about that and about a stimulus check. We see that President Trump has promised to permanently cut the payroll tax. That's the Social Security tax that's put on there. You know, everything about Social Security is a lie, folks. You know, it's a Ponzi scheme. It was the age of 65 was picked by Bismarck. It was the Germans who did it first. It was picked by Bismarck because 65 was life expectancy at the time. And they didn't plan on anybody getting it. There is no account with your name on it that they've been accumulating money. No, they're just taking it from whoever is coming into the system. So that's by very definition a Ponzi scheme. President Trump is promising to cut the payroll tax by executive order. And he says, if I'm reelected, I'll cut it permanently. So you don't have to pay that. And now you've got Biden out there saying, this is a reckless war on the solvency of Social Security. It's like, oh, wait a minute. These are the people who have a multi-trillion dollar program, the Democrats, for everything that they want to do. And this is done. He's talking about this in the context of the last 5 months where the government has spent over $5 trillion, as Rand Paul said. We owe Obama an apology for criticizing about his trillion-dollar irresponsible deficit, and that was for a year. We've been spending $1 trillion more than we have every single month. A deficit of $1 trillion that we keep adding to it. As a matter of fact, if you go back to May of last year, May of 2019, this article from The Hill, Social Security just ran a $9 trillion deficit and nobody noticed. But now Biden notices. I tweeted out about this and I said, why in an environment where they're just throwing out $1 trillion every month to everybody, right? Actually, that's not to everybody. It's really to their friends on Wall Street. But when they're throwing out $1 trillion every month, why do they bother to tax us anymore? Let me tell you, they don't want you to have any discretionary income. They want to control everything about you. That's why they still do taxes. They're not concerned about any fiscal responsibility. That's a joke. And it's a joke that Biden would even talk about that. And it's a joke that President Trump would ignore it as well. We'll be right back.
A lot of you have been listening for more than 20 years. And if you go back to those shows, we laid out the AI takeover plan, the tracking of cell phones, how programmed master computers would manipulate, control society, how they'd be able to not just predict large groups of human movements and activities, but even predict what individuals would do. And then once you could predict what individuals were going to be doing, you could add stimuli through the AI systems, through the computers, through digital billboards, through face scanning, through the social credit score to control people and make them act like you wanted to. But when we cover that, the media would attack us and say we were making it up. It was a conspiracy theory, even though it was in the actual corporate level blueprint documents. Well, the next level of the blueprint documents explained to us that they are setting up this control system to make humans obsolete and phase us out. And it's something about 1,000 times crazier than what Hitler planned. So we might want to dismantle the system now. America and the world should have never been closed. It was all based on WHO, Bill and Melinda Gates, Fauci, NIH lies. But now here we are already into August and they're trying to keep our stores, our factories, our schools, our parks closed. It is outrageous. Well, we have launched a new big sale titled Reopen America Back to School Special, 50 to 60% off all of our top sellers and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. And despite the fact that our Ultimate Turmeric Formula Bodies is selling out, we still have it at 50% off, but for a limited time. Living Defense, which is beyond probiotics, 50% off. VasoBeats, amazing concentrated beet extract with all of its benefits, selling out, so 50% off. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
Actually bought this, it blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark.
Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the best nutrients nature has provided, beetroot, has been used for hundreds of years in natural medicine. Now you can experience the power of this ingredient today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life. Guaranteed to be the next addition to your daily routine, Vasobeat is the most concentrated liquid beet extract on the market, fully utilizing the heart-healthy nitrates and antioxidants to support your mind and body. Vasobeat is great for anyone looking to support healthy living or athletic performance. So check out one of the most incredible ingredients today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexipure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexipure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexipure Pro.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is
That's nothing wrong with your television set. They control the vertical. They control the horizontal. We have reached the outer limits of society and the Constitution. They will tell you, that you're not going to be able to climb the ladder of success. They're going to cut off that ladder. You will not be moving up. You're going to stay in your place. And, oh, by the way, they'll also control the horizontal. You maintain a social distancing between you and other people. And when it comes to adjusting the picture, don't you try to adjust their narrative whatsoever. They will tell you what you are allowed to see and do on social media, in the independent press. They will adjust the narrative. They will tell you what to focus on. And don't you try this at home. Yeah, that is exactly where we are, folks. We are at the outer limits of our tolerance, and we should not be tolerating this. You know, when we look at what is happening with the escalating censorship, YouTube has now censored a pro-life video four years after it was posted. This is from Live Action. You know, when they censored InfoWars and they censored Alex Jones, this program and so forth, and it was 2 years ago we had the banniversary while I was gone. Oh, it was because we were dangerous or hateful or racist or whatever. You know, they basically can define the narrative. They silence you, and then they hit you with straw man arguments, demonize you, pillory you in the public square while you are bound and gagged and silenced. And so what is it about this pro-life video that 4 years after it was posted, it has to be taken down? Nothing has changed about the video. What has changed is who is in power and the rules about this. And this is why it is so dangerous for our country, the fact that the Republicans have basically taken a powder on all this. President Trump and the Republican Party, many of them. As a matter of fact, when President Trump had his Rose Garden party with a lot of people in the alternative press who were not censored, you had people, conservatives, like the Heritage Foundation were there. And they support the Heritage Foundation, the biggest conservative think tank, supports the rights of the world's biggest corporations that have ever existed to rule over your free speech, to be able to shut down your human rights. We create government to protect our God-given rights. And we should never tolerate them being shut down. And that's why we have government, to protect those rights, not to turn them over to giant corporations that pay them off. But that's exactly what is happening. The Democrats want it. The Republicans are paid off to allow it. And as a result, we are being ruled by corporations. That is true fascism. These people who are out there, these Marxists in the streets, they're not against fascism. They want this kind of censorship. As a matter of fact, you know, if you don't do anything to stop it, it comes right back around. I said it was going to happen to President Trump if he didn't do anything about it, and yes, it has. The Twitter official who announced the shutdown of the Trump campaign account was the press secretary for Kamala Harris. That's right. That's right. This is how this works. It's the politicization of everything. When you look at NASA going completely woke, this is from Climate Depot. NASA goes woke. They're going to get rid of the name of the Eskimo Nebula. Can't call it that. I don't know what they're going to call it now. You can't have the Siamese Twins Galaxy either. NASA will, quote, address systemic discrimination and inequality in terminology for cosmic objects. We don't want to be sexist or racist to our cosmic objects that we name. Kindergarten cop pulled from a Portland theater after complaints that it romanticizes over policing. I think it ought to be pulled just simply on aesthetic values and entertainment values. Not a great film. But this, the Brooklyn College education professor claims that math is white supremacist patriarchy. This is how insane everything has become. Finally, math. That's where it all breaks down. And this is why they're coming after math. This is why they're focusing on it. And of course, this person is not a mathematician. She is a math educator. She teaches math education. She has no affinity for objectivity. See, that's the reason why they focus on math is because math is objective. You have one right answer. You have one way to get that right answer. And that's why they have worked so hard with Common Core to try to eradicate it. That's why you have these people like this college professor who teaches people to teach math. Think about that. She's teaching people who are going to be teaching your children if you put them in school. So you better start thinking about homeschooling. But she's going to be teaching your kids that math is not culturally neutral. The idea that it is in any way objective is a myth. No, it is the essence of objectivity. That's why George Orwell picked the 2 + 2 = 5. There you go, guys. You knew where I was going. It read my mind. That's why George Orwell talked about 2 + 2 = 5. That is Orwellian, to be able to eradicate all objective truth. And math is the last domino to fall in an objective world. These people, these postmodernists, they want to create a completely subjective rule where there is no truth. That is their only truth that they will hold to. Think about that. The only truth is that there is no truth. This is the sophistry and the deception of these people. And that's where they want to focus. She says, people say it's subjectivism to ask if math is Western. I don't get that. Well, you know, we'll take credit for developing math. Yeah, the Arabs came up with a zero, but Isaac Newton and others took it from there. And now she's trying to drag us back into the Dark Ages, because that's exactly what this is. This is the eradication of all objective thought. That is their goal. And that is a totalitarian objective. That's why 2 + 2 = 5 was the thing that they focused on to get Winston to pare it back. And that's why she is teaching the teachers this, because the government schools and the public schools are essentially seminaries for authoritarianism, for Marxism, for socialism. And that's why we have the type of situation that we have here. I think it's a very healthy thing that more than 50% of the people are considering homeschooling. We need to get rid of the idea that we don't have to worry about what is taught to our kids. Your kids are being physically abused, psychologically abused in the schools if they're not sexually abused in the schools. You better pay attention. You decide Don't go with the default of the government. You decide. You homeschool them, or you find a private or religious school that you want to put them in. Don't go with the default. We'll be right back.
August 2020 is here. It's less than 90 days out from the historic election. The Chi-Coms, the EU, Hollywood, the Democratic Party, and the blue states and blue cities are all battling to keep America shut down and to destroy free speech as well to ensure their final takeover of the United States by removing President Donald John Trump. At InfoWars, we're fighting back harder than ever, so your word of mouth and your prayer is key for the transmission. Also, your financial support is absolutely critical, and we make it easy to support us with high-quality, game-changing products at InfoWarsStore.com. We've launched a new sale, Reopen America Back to School Special, 50-60% off all of our top sellers and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your Chill Force, Winter Sun Plus, DNA Force Plus, Ultra 12, Lung Cleanse Plus, Survival Shield X2, and so many other best-selling products at 50-60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now and fund the InfoWar. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in a VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to introduce to you a new line of high-quality products developed by my father, a retired dentist, Dr. David R. Jones. Dr. Jones Naturals, naturally fluoride-free activated charcoal toothpaste, which cleans your teeth, freshens your breath, and is enamel safe. This is a concentrated toothpaste. It doesn't have all the fillers. It is amazing. Folks have loved the other toothpaste that he's developed. If you like those, you're really going to love this. And there's also the high-quality activated charcoal mouthwash. And then on top of that, 8 other new products available at InfoWarsStore.com with this new line, Dr. Jones Naturals. Again, InfoWarsStore.com with a new line of Dr. Jones Naturals, or visit DrJonesNaturals.com and find the entire line on his new shopping cart. Again, my dad, who helped launch the InfoWar, is now a major sponsor of the operation. Thanks, Dad, for all your support. Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Of deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You are listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've got joining us now, Patrick Halley. Patrick, of course, is a senior reporter for National File. You can also find him on Twitter at Halley Reporter. And I wanted to talk to Patrick about a couple of articles he's got. The first one is about a CPS reform advocate in California who's got a good chance to win a congressional race there. Thank you for joining us, Patrick.
David, thank you so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about this. You interviewed this candidate, Rhonda Kennedy. Tell us a little bit about her campaign and why and how she's doing there and what she's trying to do in terms of reforming CPS.
Rhonda Kennedy is a very smart lady. She's a lawyer who worked with the late Mark Angelucci, who is the guy who was representing a family that was suing Child Protective Services, suing the state of California, suing a county over the horrible things that Child Protective Services does in terms of stealing kids, seizing kids away from their families. Mark Angelucci was recently murdered, which shows you how high stakes this kind of stuff is. But Rhonda Kennedy is a very smart, brave lady. Frankly, the populist movement is due for a win after a few losses there. But, you know, she's out there in California. She's running against Julia Brownlee. She is running to try to get to Washington, D.C. and clean up the swamp of this Child Protective Services madness. Because all over the country, parents are losing their kids. They're getting their kids taken away from them by the government. And once that happens to you, and I know so many of these parents, they're broken for life. They're broken. They're broken. Yeah. How can you blame them? And they don't even know how they can go on. I was on the phone with one guy in Oklahoma. He said, why am I even in America? Why am I an American? The government has taken my family away from me. And his only crime was that he had gotten laid off from his job. And of course, everybody's getting laid off from their jobs now because of this scamdemic. Because, you know, Fauci, who won't even put a mask on in public at the baseball game, sending his cute little message out to the communist reporters, you know, the scamdemic is shutting down the middle class economy in this country. And thank God for President Donald Trump, who just saved 30 million people, mostly millennials, from getting evicted this month. They want us poor and desperate and broken in the streets. And that just allows them to seize the children and bring them into collectivist child rearing. That's really their goal. It's collectivist child rearing in which all children are raised by the state.
Well, of course, the best thing I think that Trump could do would be to, in terms of child rearing, I think he ought to kick Fauci in the rear, kick him right out of the White House into the jailhouse and open up the country rather than giving us more welfare. But let's talk a little bit about the CPS system here because, you know, Rhonda Kennedy is a black female. And you talked about how people have been chewed up by the CPS system. I've had Dwight Mitchell on multiple times. Dwight Mitchell, a black man who was accused, falsely accused, by the CPS and they took his children from him for a while. And he was so upset about what he learned about this. At first he thought, what's going on? This is just, some out of control agent. And yes, it was an out of control agent, but it's an out of control agency and it's an out of control bureaucracy that spans across the United States. So, Dwight Mitchell set up an organization. I forget the exact acronym of it, but it's Stop CPS Legally Kidnapping Kids. And so he rose up to fight against that. I'm glad to see that somebody's running for Congress because this is something that really needs to be addressed. You know, Patrick, we've had all the Democrats, especially in California, whining about child separation at the border and turning a blind eye to CPS for the longest amount of time. And, of course, what they're doing at the border, they're trying to separate children from child traffickers. But they pay absolutely no attention to what's happening with child separation here inside of America. And most of that is being focused on people of color.
Oh, that's absolutely right. Now, there's so much stuff going on. Trump has authorized $430 million more to fight human trafficking. He's done an incredible job fighting human trafficking, taking on MS-13, taking on the child slave traders. This is modern-day slavery, make no mistake about it. Slavery never ended. In fact, slavery is more ascendant now than it's ever been in human history.
That's true.
And AOC doesn't care. You know, you see her down there at the border. She's agitating for a socialist demographic takeover. She's agitating for Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador, which we give many millions of dollars in foreign aid to come over here and take over this country. And they're not doing anything about the cartels. They're not doing anything about human traffickers. So when you have Stephen Miller using an Obama-era policy to temporarily separate the kids from the human traffickers, well, You had DHS recently putting forth a program when they give you a little cheek swab and they test the DNA. They do rapid DNA testing to try to figure out if the kids are actually related to the people who are bringing them over, the coyotes, right? Well, right. It turns out a lot of the kids are not related in any way to these people. They're human traffickers. And some of the human traffickers just turn around and head back to Central America and rather than taking the test. Now, the ACLU and CNN and these other progressive organizations are agitating against this. Oh, this is a violation of civil rights. Well, what about the civil rights of the child sex slaves? They are on the side of human trafficking. That's just what it is, David. And, you know, Child Protective Services is a perfect example of this. When you go down this rabbit hole and you read my articles about this and you listen to the parents, you have Arizona CPS workers wearing professional kidnapper shirts. They're rubbing it in our faces. And you know what it comes down to? It comes down to collectivist child rearing. Hillary Clinton's mentor on the family issue is this woman named Mary Jo Bain, who served in the Clinton administration in the 1990s working on all the social welfare reform stuff. And they did so much covert stuff. And her ideology can be traced back to an interview she gave in the 1970s in which she said the only way to ensure equality for children is to take them away from their parents and to raise them collectively. That forms the basis of Hillary Clinton's It Takes a Village ideology. She paired that with a profit incentive system in 1997 when Clinton passed and signed the Adoption and Safe Families Act, which gives Social Security money to the states to prop up these CPS agencies every time a kid is adopted out of foster care, which creates a financial incentive system for CPS to come around and take the kids away. And there's basically no due process for the parents. Most of the parents are poor and indigent and they never see their kids again. And I've heard from parents who know and family members who are well aware that their kids are being human trafficked out of state.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what, when Dwight Mitchell looked at it, he said that's billions of dollars is being provided by the federal government for this bureaucracy. The parents have absolutely no due process. And it's typically poor parents who are having their kids taken away. We talk about how it takes a village. That is exactly what these people are about, Patrick. You know, it's really the Indian reservation system. You know, when they lock you down and they tell you that you can't, they're going to completely change your culture, your way of life. You're not going to be allowed to earn a living. You're going to be ruled over by corrupt bureaucrats. They're going to take your kids away and they're going to educate them somewhere else. That's exactly what they did to the Indians. And that's exactly what the Democrats are doing. That's the purpose of this. And that's why they turn a blind eye to these child separations that are being done by bureaucrats.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, they even use predictive analytics now in order to determine whether or not they're going to take your kids away. And that disproportionately disadvantages minorities. Apart from that, it's just absolutely insane. It's like Minority Report, future crime, right? Oh, is somebody going to be a bad parent in the future? We've got to take their kids away. This is the level it's gotten to. It is this bad. And the media obviously isn't reporting on it. So a lot of people don't know. And that's why, you know, InfoWars is so important.
I'm glad that Rhonda Kennedy is running for Congress as part of this. You mentioned in your article, and you mentioned it here briefly, Mark Angelucci, the lawyer who was suing California CPS, recently being murdered. We've only got about a minute left. Give people a quick idea of what was behind that in terms of what he was working on and the circumstances of the murder.
Well, I can tell you that a lot of people close to him are not believing that it was random in any way, shape, or form. And by the way, there's a connection between that case and the case of the judge who had her family members killed. And so, you know, we're going to be investigating that a little bit more. Obviously, we want to see justice for Mark. He was a great guy and a brave guy. And this is yet another lesson in what happens if you're brave. But by no means do I want to discourage anyone out there from being brave, because you don't get any points at St. Peter's Gate for cowering and hiding.
That's right. That's right. It is a lot of money involved in the CPS industry. And there are, you know, it is such a dark underbelly of corruption, crime, abuse, and slavery. It would not surprise me at all to see people being murdered. It happens all the time, as a matter of fact.
Smell. Yeah. It's unfazed. Well, it does. That's a sweet stench. Makes me want to throw up like rotten meat. It is the crap of dust mites.
Have you noticed the stench of bum piss in your leftist-run neighborhoods? The crap of dust mites in bum piss is a real thing, and InfoWars Store has the solution. InfoWars has created the most powerful herbal lung cleanse and respiratory support product on the market. With over 1,000 types of mold and mildew, toxic chemicals, and yes, dust mites, our Lung Cleanse Plus, made with organic and wild cultivated herbs, is just what you need to survive the unprecedented surge of bum piss and other toxic substances in liberal leftist cities everywhere. Order the InfoWars Lifelong Cleanse Plus supplement today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Another part of the Great Awakening that's taking place is people that haven't even been religious or Christian now see how evil is out in the open, how hundreds of churches have been burned in Europe and the U.S. Hundreds of Christian icons have been burned, destroyed. Jesuses have had their heads cut off all over the country, all over the Philippines, all over Europe. Virgin Marys are getting torn down. I mean, crosses are being torn down. It's absolutely out of control, but people now understand that evil was always real. It is spiritual, and it was just waiting to make its move, building beneath the surface, and now it's emerged. That's why when I ask listeners and viewers for your prayer, I mean it. I'm praying for America. I'm praying for you, and I know the power of prayer is real, and God hears it. We need to come together and pray for an even greater awakening. Pray for Donald Trump to be protected. Pray for him to win in a landslide. And pray for the people under deception of the globalists to awaken and join us in liberty and freedom. God bless you all. Please pray for InfoWars as well. Human freedom. The Wild Wild West. The Renaissance. America. Human liberty. The West. Built. All the freedom, all the choices, all the empowerment we see. The general population has been programmed that submission to tyranny brings them prosperity. Because in the last 50 years, under psychotic globalist control, they have taught us by successive approximation to bow down and each time be given a reward, a treat. But that's like training wild pigs to come eat out of your hand, and finally, one day you lead them into the barn and close the door and butcher them. We're now reaching that point in societal development where submission is death, where submission is the human species being destroyed forever on the altar of Satan. A lot of you are probably already very familiar with these terms I'm about to introduce, but some folks aren't. So for those that aren't, here they are. Activated charcoal. And then another term, enamel safe. Activated charcoal is the fastest growing type of toothpaste for a good reason. It really, really works. Well, we've come up with the best activated charcoal toothpaste with no fillers, the cleanest type, the highest quality, with a bunch of high quality essential oils and other ingredients known and documented to do amazing things for your oral hygiene and your overall health in your mouth. That's so critical. And it makes your teeth look really white and really, really clean. And it's good for your gums. But on top of that, it doesn't have any ingredients that are known to hurt enamel. I've gone out before and gotten toothpaste that really made my teeth clean, but eroded enamel up the top. So I got into really safe, healthy types of toothpaste, and that's what this is. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Patrick Halley, senior reporter for the National File. You can find him on Halley Reporter on Twitter, at Halley Reporter. Before we go back to Patrick, I just want to remind you about the Reopen America Back to School specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 to 60% off many of our top sellers, and many of them are about to sell out. Things like Bod Ease, our all-natural anti-inflammatory product, turmeric, and many other natural ingredients to safely and effectively fight inflammation. We also have about to sell out Living Defense, VasoBeat, Turbo Force, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. All those 50% off and about to sell out. Brain Force Plus, 50% off my favorite supplement. I take that all the time for the show here early in the morning. Winter Sun, make sure that you have your immune system properly operating. And a key part of that is to have sufficient levels of vitamin D. A vitamin D deficiency has been identified by everyone, not only the independent health media, but also by the NIH and the former CDC director, Frieden, at the beginning of the scare about COVID, said, well, it's not going to cure COVID, but you need to have an active and strong immune system. So, you know, it's not something that directly attacks it, but you want to be able to fight that and anything else that comes your way by having a strong and healthy immune system. And a key to that is vitamin D. That's what our Winter Sun is all about. And that is 50% off along with BioTrue Selenium, many other products. Storable food is also back in stock and on short order. 50 to 60% off our top sellers. Double Patriot points. InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's go back to Patrick. Patrick, we were just talking about the candidate in California who's running, she's running for Congress. She's been active in trying to get a reform of CPS, exposing the abuses of CPS, a black woman in California. I think she's got an excellent chance there. She's looks like she's even in the polls there. And certainly she has a story to tell that people in California really ought to be paying attention to, especially the minority community. But you've got a story that just came out a couple of days ago, came out on Saturday, about John Roberts accused on tape of getting hacked by Brennan and Clapper as part of the what I've always believed he was blackmailed in order to write the other. He wrote both the consenting and the dissenting opinion on Obamacare, and he wrote the one to support Obamacare at the last minute. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, John Roberts has been a massive disappointment. Even Vice President Pence has said that he's been a massive disappointment for conservatives. So, I mean, if you look into what was going on here now, for a couple years now, I've been sort of pulling on this thread because my friend Sheriff Joe Arpaio, it came out of one of his investigations, and you know, I published this audio tape, and a great citizen journalist named Mary Fanning directed me to it. She preserved it. That a federal judge had released this tape. It's a man named Timothy Blixeth saying that he personally saw evidence that John Roberts was hacked into by an operation run by John Brennan and James Clapper. John Brennan and James Clapper have been doing fly-by-night surveillance operations for years. They had this thing called Intrepid Technologies in Reno, Nevada, which was very hush-hush, that I have been investigating. And they basically invented a lot of the technology behind the mass surveillance that we've seen since the Patriot Act. And John Roberts, the Supreme Court Chief Justice, is somebody who came up in this investigation as someone who had been hacked into by Brennan and Clapper. Now, John Roberts has a scandal whereby back in 2005, Matt Drudge reported that the New York Times was investigating the circumstances around the adoption of John Roberts's children from Latin America and the potentiality that there was some kind of illegal activity involved with the adoption of those kids. And so that's one thing that now, since these tapes have been released, people are speculating could have been used to blackmail John Roberts.
Yeah, it certainly is not a surprise, and I don't know if it was about the adoption or if it was about something else, but I have believed and publicly stated from the very beginning that I believe that he was blackmailed. Otherwise, how would you explain that ridiculous opinion that said that Obamacare could go through if it wasn't for that, and the fact that he had already written an opinion saying you couldn't do it? How do you write both the concurring and the dissenting opinion at the same time and do the concurring opinion to allow Obamacare at the very last moment? But, you know, when you look at the involvement of criminals like Brennan and Clapper, Clapper has been at the forefront of all this, Patrick. You know, Clapper has been the guy pushing geospatial intelligence, mapping, you know, snooping on people. He was the guy who committed perjury publicly to the American people as well as to Congress. And nobody even floated an idea of charging him with lying to Congress, which they tried to throw, Roger Stone into jail for. It's amazing. They let the statute of limitations expire without even bringing up the charge of that.
Well, these guys still think they're at war in Iraq. They're still, you know, conquering Babylon. And so even in the United States, which they don't consider to be a real country, by the way, they consider America to be an idea, some kind of welfare state for the rest of the world, some kind of ideological engine for, you know, everybody else to inflict our progressive values on the rest of the world. But, you know, they think of the whole world as a battlefield. And so they don't respect the sovereignty of America. They don't respect the dignity or the exceptionalism of the American people. They consider us pawns in this insane war that they've been fighting in their heads for years. And unfortunately, they're not just fighting it in their heads. They're fighting it out in the streets of Baghdad, and they're fighting it all over the world. You see it in Lebanon. You see it in all over the Middle East, which they totally destabilized. And you see it in the streets of the United States, where George Soros and the communists and the globalists and Bill Gates are instilling fear in our people and destabilizing a once very proud republic. It's not that long ago that we had an Andy Griffith Show society. But of course, with mass immigration in the modern age, and with the demonization of Western civilization, and with the psychic control that the media and especially Marxist academia has had, we're now seeing the destabilization project. And if you listen to communist defectors, they will talk about the period of demoralization, which we've already been through in America in recent decades, takes 50 to 70 years. Then there's a period of destabilization, which lasts a few years. That's what we're in now with the scamdemic and the riots. Then there's a crisis. The crisis can only last a couple weeks. Maybe it's a bigger pandemic. Maybe it's a fake alien invasion. Maybe it's some other massive kind of thing whereby the people then beg. You know, it's the an economic reset. Everybody loses their money. They can't get their bank account anymore. Everybody's out in the streets. And then they beg for the tanks to come and say, please save us. And then it's normalization. And then normalization of communism lasts forever. That's when they start taking you to the camps.
Yeah, that's right. We've already got people who are begging for their next stimulus check because they've had their businesses and their jobs taken away by fiat, by the government at every level, from the White House down to the state houses and the various state locations. You had another article about a White House petition to ban the mask mandate, closed in on 100,000 signatures. Now, this article was on August the 3rd. But by the end of the week last week, you had the White House turning a deaf ear to that and putting out a campaign appeal to its financial donors, telling them, please wear a mask. What do you make of that?
It's been a constant back and forth volley with the White House in terms of who's going to be more ascendant. You know, it was not long ago that Peter Navarro was running this, and it looked like there was a light at the end of the tunnel and we were going to get out of this scamdemic. And finally, the White House was going on offense against Fauci, using information, by the way, that we on the citizen journalist side have uncovered and that we've been uncovering. And so it looked like the paradigm had shifted, and it looked like we were going to win this thing. And you know, it's just always a constant political battle with the White House. And I think the White House is doing a pretty good job. But, you know, we have to call out the scamdemic for what it is, because, you know, apart from the election, we're losing the small business economy right before our very eyes. Millennials, people from my generation, are losing hope, and they're really losing hope. And I don't excuse a lot of them for wanting to be socialists. That's unacceptable. However, you know, when you see the system breaking down and you know that, you know, your life is going to be ruined before you even get a chance, before you even get back to the starting line, these people are losing hope. And so they're becoming dissidents. And you see that on the right as well, the dissident right. You know, young people are losing hope in the system, because what ties them to the system? What anchors them to the system? When every single month you might get evicted, when you have onerous debt, if you're a young white person, you look up on the screen day in and day out, ESPN of all things is demonizing you for the color of your skin, and you realize that you don't have a stake in the future of America anymore. What is anchoring you to the American project in the year 2020? And we cry out for leadership and from the previous generation, and nobody's stepping up. Nobody's addressing the concerns of the hopeless young people. We need leaders.
I think we're at the outer limits of civilization, aren't we? They control the vertical. They make sure that you don't have any upward mobility. They make sure that they control the horizontal. You don't have any connections to anybody. It's a very dangerous time. Thank you for joining us. Patrick Halley again. You can find him at National File and on Twitter at Halley Reporter. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, David.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and on Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.